Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's about that time. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online podcast. I always wonder how I'm going to start the show off because I never write nothing down. I never have it scripted or anything. I have a bunch of notes now, but I never use them. I always wind up just going off the top of my head. Usually I go by everybody I know. I go by whatever feeling I'm in. That's how I really give my introduction. I see a lot of people on the phone lines. I'm happy for that. But, you know, I always got to give my thanks out to the people that's on the line, the people that's hiding behind the links, well, not really hiding anymore because a lot of people have trouble calling in now. I was trying to charge them a whole whopping 1 penny a minute, which is only $1.20 for 2 hours. But I understand it's inflation. Every penny count, but $1.20. So you can listen for an hour and pay 60 cents if you want to, but I don't know. I guess they working on that, the app they working on that, you know what I mean? They probably beefing with certain cell phone companies about whatever, because anybody used to be able to call. It never was any problems. And then just one day they just popped up and certain people couldn't call or certain people couldn't get through or certain people was getting charged. Or whatever, come what may, or whatever, how it is. How many people out there was sitting back and waiting for the Keeping It Real show tonight? I know I was. Like, this last 2 hours was killing me. I was actually trying to speed it up. Like, let's speed it up. Let's do this. I got things to talk about. I got things I want to say and people I want to hear from. And just get, you know, just do like we do. And there go the Texas coming through. Well, me and my sister were talking about that the other day. Those Texas is coming. But I got to talk into the mic more. I appreciate when people tell me when I'm, like, if the spelling isn't right on the post or if I'm not talking into the mic, I appreciate that. But it's hard as hell talking and checking Texas. I need a personal assistant. A personal assistant. How many people heard my sister's show last night? How many people heard Shadi's show Wednesday night? Don't forget, we got other shows here. How many people heard Dre's show Monday night? We got other shows. You know, we gotta all just keep supporting each other. That's what we're gonna keep preaching that. I'm gonna keep preaching that. Everybody gonna keep preaching that until we get everybody listening to what everybody can't listen to every show, but you know what I mean. We're not gonna never stop. Matter of fact, we're just gonna keep doing it. And I'm definitely gonna keep doing it. I just don't, you know. Even though I wanna consider myself the best. Everybody should consider themselves the best. I want to consider myself the king. Everybody should consider themselves the king. Everybody should want to be the best. Everybody should want to be, not saying the best in a competition way of speaking, but, you know, giving it your all, leaving a print, leaving a thought. So when the show is over, people will say, damn, that was a good show last night. Like, everybody should want to leave their print on, you know, and I do my best to do that. If, you know, everybody got to know the rules. If you're on the line and you want to go live, you have to press 1. People that's on the link, all you get to do is listen. But if you decide, you still can call in if you want to. It's still okay. We love the participation. That's the main thing that we all look for here is participation from the listeners. That makes the show so much better when we get the participation from everybody. But we can't be mad if you just feel like listening. If you just feel like listening, we can't be mad about that because it's still a support. So that's how we looking at it. But, I mean, pressing 1, you can hide in behind. You can hide. Nobody don't have to know who you is. You can go anonymous. You don't have to say nothing. But I really applaud the people. When I do my flyers and I ask people, you want to just have your name or you want to be anonymous or you want your picture? They be like, no, put my picture up there. Like, that brightens me up because that let me know that they mean what they say. They say what they mean. They stand on something. They're not afraid of their past or they're not afraid of things they might have done. And that's what I always say. Like, you got to know where you've been to know where you're going. I did a lot of things in my past that I might have proud of and I'm not going to condemn it because then I'll be like a hypocrite, Benedict Arnold. I'm just going to say it was a learning experience. So whatever I've been through or whatever I did, I'm just going to say it was a learning experience. And that's where I was at that time in my life. Because it's a saying that goes, I'm saying, what I got to try to remember if I could. I ain't going to be able to think about it right now. But anyway, it'll come to me later. What you are is not who you are, something like that. I'll think about it a little bit later. But look, we got a good show coming up for you, a really good show. You know, on this podcast, we never know how nothing is going. We never know. It start off calm like it is right now, like I'm talking. But we don't never know how it's going to be. Miles might call in here talking nonstop, or Mr. Solution might come in here, you know, shooting darts. Or, you know, we just never know how the podcast going to go. But the main thing about it, it's all fun. It's clean fun. I might sometimes, you know, I use profanity. I say foul things, but we all adults here. And that's what I like most about all my listeners, that we all adults. And last week after my show, I fell asleep again. But what I'm most happy about is that I fell asleep, and that the podcast just kept going, like, for an hour after I was asleep. Because after, like, about 2 hours, like, you get kind of tired doing this. And that's why I say, I'm only doing 2 hours. I'm not going into the third hour unless I get some cash apps or something like that. Then I'm going to go into the – because it seemed like the third hour is where it gets funky. It's building up the first hour, then it builds up to the second hour, and once it gets to the third hour, it's like no holds barred. And it just gets crazy, very crazy. So I don't know where we're going tonight. I'm not trying to get into the third hour like that. Hold on one second. Okay. Somebody said that Wednesday's show was excellent. Your sister's show was very sentimental but beautiful and spiritual. Yeah, see? That's what I mean. That's what it's all about. It's all about people, you know. Let you know. You know how a woman likes it for you to let her know when she smell good and when you look good. Let people know. That's what I was getting ready to say. That's what I started to say earlier. Last Friday, we had the show. I was drinking. You know, I fell asleep. I woke up like 6 in the morning, or my sister called me, or either in the 6 in the morning. She was like, you know, I fell asleep. Everybody, they was getting it in. So I was thinking, like, I was going to hear the same old thing. Oh, he drinking and he fell asleep and everything. And then I had a text come through. And I was going to read it, but I'm not going to read it. I might later. I don't know yet. But anyway, the text came through, and it was a young lady, and she said that this was her second time listening to the show. And she had a good time, and keep doing what you're doing. And she spoke a little bit about Mr. Solution, you know, and, you know, how Mr. Solution is, you know, she talked a little bit about that. But she really gave me a lot of kudos and told me how good the show was. And even told me she was sending me I call it a donation. She called it a love token. So I said, from now on, I'm going to call my donations love tokens. I told her, from now on, we calling donations love tokens. And she don't know, like, that text, waking up to that text did a lot for me. And like, it really made me feel good, because it really make you feel appreciated for what you do. Like, that text, it made me feel like I got the chills and everything, like, you know, like, because, like, you say, wow, here I am thinking people going to condemn me for drinking or falling asleep or cursing or whatever, letting Mr. Solution go wild. And then somebody texted me and said they really had a good time on the show. And that's what it's all about. Like, we just got that text that said, Shadi's show was good and my sister's show was good. That's all it takes. Because without the listeners, like, the podcasters, we nothing without the listeners. Even if it's one listener or 50 listeners, we still nothing without the listeners. So We need you to call in. We need you clicking on the link. We need you showing support. However you can show the support, it's all good. It makes you feel good. People know what to expect. I got a guest coming on in a little while. She's on the line. Oh, I got my co-host back too. I got my co-host back, Pastor Ruben Strom. Let me see. I think I was supposed to. Let me see if Ruben is on the line. Yeah, he's on the line because I'll talk to him. 1 second. Ruben.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I almost forgot I had called you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, Phil?
I'm all right. So everybody, this Pastor Ruben, you know he's been on the show, I think. This what, your third week or fourth week? Third week, right?
Third week, yes, sir.
This is third week back, you know, on the show, you know, helping me co-host. Only thing, if I fall asleep tonight, take over. You my co-pilot. Jump on the mic and do what you like. Say what you feel, you know. But yeah, we got my man Pastor Ruben from Columbia, South Carolina, right? Representing
right.
Columbia, South Carolina, and the author of his new book. What's the name of your book again?
Without a Father's Hand.
Without a Father's Hand. Y'all gotta go on Amazon and get that book. And I always say we're gonna talk about it a little bit later, but you gotta remind me. Just cut in, you know, whenever you feel like, because, you know, once I start, I got an announcement to make before I even go any further. Anybody, people that know me, I challenge myself all the time. Like, I'll go vegan for 30 days. I'll do vegetables and water. I'll go no meat, you know, no beef, just fish. Now, for the month of April, starting tomorrow, is the toughest challenge I'm putting myself through since I've been in basic training when I was in the military. I'm not doing no smoking. I'm not doing no drinking. I'm not playing any lottery. And I'm not eating any beef for the whole month of April. None of that. And that's going to be tough. That's going to be really tough. So my next four shows, I'll be stone sober with everybody. I don't know what everybody else would be doing, but I'll be sober. So let's see how that turns out. if the show get dry, you'll know what it's all about. But my guest is on the line. Let me make sure I talked about everything I told. All right, hold on, Ru. I'll be back with you in a minute.
Okay.
All right. Okay. That's my co-host for the evening. He's been helping me out for the last 3 weeks, Pastor Ruben Strowman from Columbia, South Carolina. And let me check the texts. We get a lot of texts and emails here. No, let me check the texts. 1 second, everybody. This is hard doing all this yourself. You really need help doing this. Okay, I got to call somebody else in. Everybody just stick with me 1 second. Get some chips or some wine or whatever you're going to do. Because you know what's going to happen with this show. Everybody know. It's like the quiet before the storm. And then again, we might just have a quiet show tonight. I don't know. We'll see when I bring my guest on. I call my guest Miss Independent. All right, I think this is the last person I got to call. A lot of people have trouble calling into the show, so we have to be conscious of everybody who want to listen. So we got to take the time out. We got to call them during the show so they'll be able to listen, because every listener counts. Every listener. But let me see. I hope they don't miss the call, because they do. I'm not going to be able to call back for a minute. Okay, wait a minute. I called the wrong number. My bad. I called my sister number. She already on the line. I must be thinking about you, sis. I just called my sister number. We're going to do something tonight, too. We're going to do something. I got something I want to try, love call. Call somebody you ain't talked to in a long time. Tell them you love them. Since everybody is so crazy about love. That's the story I got to tell everybody in a minute. Right after this.
Huh?
Okay. All right. We got everybody.
Hello.
Okay. We good. Oh, she trying to talk. All right. So look, we got Miss Independence. Stay with me. We're gonna come to you in a minute. I just wanted to, we got everybody on the line now. Everybody on the link. Before the show, I live on top of a store, and I ran into it was two young ladies, but one of them she frequents the show often, and we start talking, and just like everybody else, they start telling me about why I don't believe in love and why I call myself Mr. Fuck Love and all that, and we going back and forth, and I'm explaining to her how I feel about love, and she explained it to me that a life is empty without love in it. And that might be true, but I'm trying to explain to her is that you can love yourself, and you don't have to believe in love or search out for love just to be happy in this world. Love, and people try to make it to be like such a big thing, like love. It's starting to feel like like love is like a playing a lottery. Like you got to be in it to win it. Like you know how you play the lottery, you play the pick six, not the pick six, the big game, and all the ways you can win $1 million playing the lottery and stuff like that. Like it's a dollar in a dream. That's how I think about love. It's like everybody, they want to be in love. They just, they can't live. Oh, I got to be in love. I need love. And this, it's like it's choking. It's choking me. Like it's choking. Now I don't knock people who want to be in love. I don't knock it. I'm just talking about me. I'm not talking about everybody else. No, of course I love my brothers and sisters. Of course I love all my children. Of course. I'm talking about relationship love. That's what I'm talking about. And me and the girl, we was going at it. You know what I'm saying? Before I knew it, we was getting kind of loud and shit in the store downstairs. And I told her, listen, I know people claim to be in love. Okay, let's put it like this. Everybody know, maybe they don't know what I used to do, but I wrote my first book in 2008. It was called The Patterson Pimp. That's self-explanatory right there. So anyway, Forrest, I don't know if Forrest on the line, but we used to do parties, and he's in Newark. I'm from Patterson. He was the king of Newark. I was the king of Patterson. We used to give parties where we brought dancers there. Now I got to be very careful how I talk about this because I don't know as far as like to associate his name with this. He don't like to associate his name with this anymore. And I don't really talk about it that much either, but I'm just going into it now. Anyway, we used to bring exotic dancers to bachelor parties. If somebody's getting married, you called us for the girls. Fight parties, somebody coming home from jail, somebody graduating from college, fraternity parties, whatever. We brought the dancers there. I've seen times when I have brought girls to parties, and everybody know what's going on. Trust me, it ain't just dancing. So I've seen girls at bachelor parties doing some of everything you could imagine, and just coming out of room with a man and on the phone with her boyfriend at home, and confessing her love to him when she just came out of a room from, doing whatever. I don't want to say it on the phone, but that's just one particular thing I want to speak about. I know people, females who have left men for other men, and that didn't work out. I know men who have left women for other women, and that don't work out. Show me one scenario where a man left a woman for another woman and they happy. Show me one scenario where a woman left a man for another man and she happy. Now, she might leave a man for another man, and they might went ahead and they got married and they've been together 9 or 10 years, but I guarantee you she not happy. And if she is, he not. Or let's even make it better than that. Let's make it better than that. I know females who've been married 20 years and 25 years and been cheating ever since they got married. I'm just giving you scenarios because people are going to say that's individual instances. But I'm going to tell you, show me a loving, happy couple. And God know I wish everybody was happy. I'm just trying to give you my point of view on how I feel about love. And then, you know, me and her, the girl, we was arguing and stuff like that. And I told her, listen, cause I guess she lived with a guy or whatever for years and years. I say, listen, I will stop calling myself Mr. Fuck Love, and I will stop saying anything about love. And I swear I'll start preaching love, and I'll stand on the top the halls of Congress, and I yell out that love is real. If you and your husband or boyfriend switch cell phones for 24 hours. That's it. Just cell phone. Give your cell phone to your husband and let him give you his cell phone for 24 hours. That's it. When that day comes, when people can do that, then I'll be a firm believer in love. And that's just one example I'm giving. And of course she said she could do it. You know what I mean? Oh, I could do that. Which she might have said she could do it, but I don't think he can do that. But she said that she can do that. You know what I mean? But I don't think it could be done nowadays. I just don't believe it. And people like, oh man, this guy don't believe in love and everything like that. But I don't. Do you have to? Really, do you have to? Is your life so miserable if you don't believe in it? Like, I'm condemned to the depths of hell or something like that if I don't believe in it. If I don't fall in love and let somebody break my heart, I'm condemned. That's what I want to know. So anyway, you know, she felt strongly about what she was saying, and I felt strongly about what I was saying. So she's probably on the line because she listened to the show. So I want to make sure she's on the line because I know she probably wanted to say something. Like when people text me. So anyway, you know, she was kind of strong about the love thing. So I said, listen, are you calling into the show tonight? And she said, yes, I am. And I said, okay, call into this. Make sure you call into the show now because at 8:30, I want you to hear something. So she said that. She said she was going to call into the show. That's messed up. I'm making sure because it's, what time is this? 8:29. So I'm going to make sure that she's on the line at 8:30. Let me, somebody keeps saying talk louder. It's louder. Okay. I'm going to talk louder. I'm reading texts. That's why the phone is away from my mouth. Hold on. Let me read a text. One second. Trying to. Oh, somebody tell me about love. Love is a beautiful thing. I bet you everybody on this phone believes in love. I bet you everything. I'm not knocking nobody that believes in love. If you believe in it, it's a beautiful thing. Would you love somebody? I'm gonna save that question for my guest. She'll be coming out in a minute. But let me make sure the female was okay. She's on the line now, the one I was arguing with. She's on the line. I told her to call at 8:30 because I had something I wanted her to listen to. Okay, everybody, right after this, I swear we're going to my guest. I've been talking too much. I've definitely been talking too much. Hey, how you doing? I see you on the line. I'm not going to blast you. I'm not going to bring you on live, but like I told you, I had something for you to listen to because you were so firm on believing in love, and I was so firm on telling you I don't believe in love that I just wanted to tell you one thing. Let me make sure everything is good. All right, it's good. So she was trying to tell me that she believed in love, and I was trying to tell her that I didn't. And I told her I had a message for her, and this is the message right here.
I say it's black, you say it's white, you say it's red, I say it's blue. We just don't get along, and then sometimes they just walk in and you just... You just want to say, fuck you. Oh, fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you. That's how Bilal would do it.
Yo, that was joke. That was a little joke, but she heard that loud and clear. Listen, we got a good show ahead of y'all. We're gonna go to a song. I'm gonna come back after this song with my guest, Miss Independent. Everybody, sit back and do what you do, and let's get ready for the show. I appreciate everybody on the lines. I'm gonna give y'all my Cash App one more time: $JANJ. That's $JASHONJ. Cause I ain't going into the third hour unless I get some Cash Apps today. This is work. You know, I'm gonna play this other song. I like this song we played earlier, and we'll be right back with my guest, Miss Independent, and my co-host, Pastor Ruben Strowman, after this song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't wanna wait on this parade, but I'm starting to question the touch that was made. I'm not looking for just anything. Want the love that is based on truth. Not today.
I'm hurt my pride. It's right now.
You
decide
that you're more than ready to serve others.
You want my heart. Then it's time. That's the start.
You act like you're mine in the light and the dark. If you love me, if you trust me, if you want me, if you need me. If you love me, if you trust me, if you want me, if you need me. Now I can speak louder. So don't just say things that I've already heard. Oh,
How y'all like to death for that girl? She hung up too. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Podcast. Let me get my guests in here. I've been talking too much. Let me get Rube, my co-host, in here. Ruben, okay. Ruben, you here?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, let me go to my... Well, somebody said they didn't understand that song. All right. Brownstone. Let me get my guess in here. Let's think this is the number right here. Is this Miss Tamika?
Hey, Deshaun. It's Tamika. How you doing?
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't scare you off, did I?
Of course not.
You know, I'm hard on that love thing.
I'm just listening.
Well, now you got to do more than listen.
Go on your steel.
Now I'm going to have you talking. This is my guest, everybody. I call her Miss Independent from Columbia, South Carolina, right?
Correct.
Business owner.
Yes, salon owner. Yes.
Salon owner. Home owner, yes. Correct?
Correct.
But single how many years?
Oh, God. It's at least 10.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Because I know what you look like, and everybody who's seen the flyer, they know what you look like. She's a beautiful, attractive African-American woman with her own business and her own home, but haven't been in a serious relationship in 10 years. And somebody's phone got feedback, headset or something. Why haven't you found Mr. Right in 10 years?
Well, I told myself that I am the absolute worst at picking at my own men, so I'm going to sit back and be patient that the Lord send me the man that he has for me. He knows what I need. He knows what I want, so I'm going to just sit back and wait. And I refuse to settle.
So... You're going to wait for the Lord to send you Mr. Right?
What?
Is that something that people just say, or is that like real, like within people, in your heart? I'm going to wait for the Lord to send me. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you know, like 10 years is a long time. So...
Well, for me personally, it's yes, because I've been in a relationship for 10 years plus, and it was not the best. Like, it was very toxic, you know.
Toxic?
And I was sticking with
toxic?
It because I was like, yeah, it was toxic. It was abusive.
Okay,
hold up.
1 second. I know somebody who said that, that word toxic. What do that really mean when you say it was toxic? What do that really mean?
For me, it means that I knew that the relationship was not meant to be. I knew that he wasn't going to get any better. He wasn't going to change. After all the time we had been together, I know kids wasn't going to keep us together. My love, my commitment wasn't going to keep us together. And I was just basically there because I wanted to raise my kids with, you know, in a two-parent home. But it was more damaging for them to be in that situation, seeing all of the fussing, the fighting, the arguing. I was causing more damage to my kids. So it was toxic, and it was like stealing into my baby. So that's why I say it was toxic.
So do you feel like that's why it's been 10 years? Because you got to guard up, or you being picky, or you being picky on the men you meet now?
Well, I'm very picky now, but I've been in a relationship since. I've been in a relationship since then, but what I did was that song Erykah Badu, Bag Lady, carrying all that bag. Like I realized after my last relationship was over that's what I was doing. I was taking all of the baggage from all my past relationships into my new relationship, and it was just like, it was not going to be a good thing. It was like disaster from the beginning because I was still holding on to all of that damage, all of that baggage, to not being able to trust anybody, you know. So I had to like take this time right now. I don't have to take time to work on me. I had to work on me.
Are you on a headset?
Yes. Hold on, I have to take it off.
Yes. A bad feedback. So. Hello? You there?
Hello.
I think she got dropped. She'll be back in a minute. She got called back in. Ruben, what's going on? Did you find a size 12 yet?
Got some potentials.
Uh-oh, you got some potential size 12?
Got some potential. Size 12 and something a little smaller.
You ain't going back on your word, huh? Oh, wait a minute. I think she's back. One second.
Okay.
One second. hello?
I apologize.
Back, Mrs. Oh, that's okay.
I'm back.
Me and Ruben was just chopping it up for a minute. because a lot of people, you know, it's a lot of people in the same situation that you win. Like, 10 years is a long time. So you would like to find love. Not that you're looking for it, because you said you're waiting for God to deliver the man to you, right?
Right.
Could you love an ugly man? Keep it real. You pause for the course right there. You study long, you study wrong.
Because I had to think about what the definition of ugly is, because I may be ugly to somebody, but I'm beautiful to me. So, like, the definition, I mean, the word ugly.
You know what ugly
is. I have to be attracted to him. I do know what it is, but I have to be attracted to him visually. And so, yeah. I would think.
So you could love an ugly. You could love an ugly man. You could spend the rest of your life with an ugly man.
I would like to think that I could, yes. I don't want to be that superficial where I'm like, oh, no, you ugly, but you treat me like a queen, and you respect me, and you help me with my kids,
no,
and you are.
Why I say that is because, you know, we got to be aware of that in the world, because, you know, there are ugly people in the world. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of nice-looking people, so. They are so. I mean, they might be ugly on the outside, but beautiful on the inside.
Right.
My mother used to say, like, she look good on the outside, but she ugly on the inside. You know what I mean? So, would she be willing to fall in love with an ugly man?
Well, I would like to think that as long as we have, like, some type of physical attraction, then, you know, it doesn't matter.
Do you, if, when you're in new relationships, do you still text your ex?
No. We're not even friends on Facebook.
Okay. And what, Ruben, why do you keep laughing? Ruben, what you laughing at, Ruben? You know something we don't know?
We know she's my cousin.
Cousins.
Yeah,
that's
we're
right,
cousins. Yeah.
Cousins. I forgot. So you...
Yeah. But, you know, now, by she saying that, you know, your sight, your vision is the first impression. You know, they say first time meet, your first impression should be impressionable to the person. So now it's different for me now because I can't see them physically. So I ask questions and I'll ask another female, well, does she fit the category? I'm asking one of my homeboys now because, you know, you got some grimy homeboys out here. But I'll ask a friend of mine, well, or Tamika. I said, Tamika, what do you think about that one right there? Give me some feedback on that. Is she this, is she that? You know, she can be able to describe them to me. But I first got to, now I have to be attracted to their personality and get to conversate with them to get to know that person. So now it's to the fact, once you fit the category of the size-wise, you know, we can always work on the face and the hair. You know, we can work on that. You know? That's six.
Oh, yeah. So you lost your sight. You don't have sight. So
right.
So that means that looks don't matter to you? You got.
I mean, it matters.
Go
I don't want
now.
You.
You got to go by.
When the Lord restores, I don't
want
to go over and look at you. I'm like, oh.
That's why you said size 12?
And below, yes.
And below.
Okay. Between size 7, well, I've dated some girls very petite. I got one female I dated. She's like 42. And she's still dressing little girl sizes. Of course, we just friends now. But back in high school, we dated for a minute. But it was just very different.
Okay.
Very different, but yeah.
Okay. Miss Independent, why I ask you that is because when I was married, the last time I was married, I was still, like, texting exes. And me and my ex-wife had a big disagreement when she said that, like, texting your exes is really is considered cheating, but in a different way. Is that you agree? Is that cheating? Texting your ex?
I agree. I mean, if y'all want to text me, let's be in a group chat. Let's talk together. You know, what y'all got to talk about? Let's talk about it together.
You said a group text.
Put us in a group chat. If it's innocent, what's the problem? Okay, see, because it's not innocent. But if it's innocent, then what's the problem?
How long are you in your 40s, right?
I'm 44. Just turned 44, yes.
Wow, so you haven't been in a serious relationship since you was 34.
I mean, since you said it like that seemed like a long time, but... Dang.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything like that. I'm just I was telling a female that about I had a young lady coming on my show, homeowner, she owns her own business, and but she haven't been in a serious relationship in 10 years. And then she told me, oh, she been a side chick for 10 years. Then if she ain't, so what you think about that?
A side chick.
Have you been a side chick for 10 years?
No, it depends on what somebody, my definition of a side chick is somebody messing with a man that's in a relationship. That's not me. I don't do that.
Okay.
So she was wrong. Yeah. Yeah, I guess,
okay.
I guess whatever her definition of a side chick is, that's not me. I date who I want to date. I do what I want to do, but as far as being in a relationship, I haven't been in one.
Well, that's a, well, I'm just saying, I mean, don't let the 10 years throw you, because it's people been single for longer than 10 years. I know people been single longer than 10 years, you know what I mean? So that's just a number. That really don't mean nothing. The really reason I talk about it is because the state of relationships nowadays and how so many relationships are falling apart, or how many relationships where people not happy, or people not bringing to the table what the next person bringing to the table. What kind of man are you? Look, I know you're not looking for a man. You said God gonna bring you one, but when God sends the man to you, what kind of man are you looking? What kind of man do you hope he sends to you?
Okay, I hope that he's a Christian. I hope that he knows how to treat women, how to respect women. You know, is not someone that will put his hands on me or think it's okay for a man to put his hands on a woman. Someone that knows how to, that's nurturing the children. I would love for him to be established, to have his, you know, finances in order, home in order, you know, vehicles in order. You can't borrow a car because you don't have a car. You know, you have to at least bring to the table what I have, match me, or have more than what I have, you know.
Okay. I'm a firm believer of what you bring to the table. Like, you know, people got to bring something to the table, you know. I'm a firm believer in that. Big time. But it just amazed me, like, how... Wait one second. Oh, people just be sending me so many messages. So look, people be texting me and emailing, but I can't stop and stuff like that. So if somebody wanted to know, how long are you gonna wait for God to send you a mate?
I mean, to be honest, you know, some people look at being single as like the absolute worst thing to be. Like, I've learned a lot being single these past years, and I've been taking care of me. I've been traveling. I've been, you know, doing what I want to do. I don't have to answer to anybody. I don't have to worry about my man out there doing God knows what. Like, it's just a peace of mind for me to be single. So whenever the relationship comes, My best friend told me, she's like, girl, you are not going to have a man because you enjoy being single too much. You enjoy your independence too much. And I hope that's not the case, but it's like I'm so comfortable with being single right now that I don't even know. Like, if he walked in front, he's probably going to have to grab me and shake me and be like, girl, I'm the man that the Lord sent to you, because I'm so comfortable being single right now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Nah, it's nothing wrong. It's nothing wrong with being single. It's not. I'm just trying to ask you the questions that I think people might want to know. But hold on one second. Hold on one second.
Okay.
97.94, you live.
Yo, what up?
What's going on?
Man, I can't call it, man. Great show so far. We just getting started.
And that's what I say.
Yep. How's it going, Pastor Ruben?
Going good, Omar. How are you?
Man, I'm great, man. Highly favored, highly blessed, all that.
I know,
but
that's right.
Yeah, I'm definitely tuning in, man. I'm actually, you know, I'm going to save my comments for a little later because I got a whole lot to say and I don't want to take up everybody's time. But you got a special guest on here from Texas. I don't know if he's on the line yet. Malcolm.
Malcolm?
Malcolm.
From Malcolm. Texas?
Yeah, he's from Texas. He called all the way up from Texas.
Oh, okay. We talk to people from the gun-toting state.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
open, yeah, I think opening carrier, whatever they call that. You got any questions for my guest, O?
Well, yeah, I do. I'm going to let a couple other people tune in first, though. I'm going to stay in the background for a second.
Ask the question. Don't worry about everybody else.
All right, say less. So what I want to know, you said you waiting for your love master, right?
Yes.
Waiting for your love, your Christian loving man. So.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, what if he ain't Christian? What if you passing up a good man that ain't Christian and you can lead him into Christianity?
Now, let me tell you.
What if he's Muslim or Jewish?
I've dated two guys that were Jehovah's Witnesses, and they both came to my church, and they both got baptized at my church and converted over to Christianity. I mean, so I can't say that I won't because I've dated outside of that, but, I mean, to a certain extent, we all believe in the same thing to a certain extent. You know, it's different things, but it's all kind of is the same, you know, to me. Yeah.
So it's safe to say that you believe in love?
I do believe in love.
Okay.
Well,
that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. I do too, depending on the day of the week.
Oh Lord,
man, y'all gonna get me in trouble, man.
Get yourself in trouble.
But it's nice to have you. I'm glad you're here. I'm listening in, and I sound like you got a lot to say. And I hope you're ready because Unc don't hold no verbiage. So I hope you're prepared for this show.
Oh, I'm ready. And
yeah.
I'm being nice.
But thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Jay,
can I say something?
Independent. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
No, I was going to say that's an interesting point you brought up about the religious preferences and so forth. Because believe it or not, I dated a Jehovah's Witness one time, and I found out because I grew up Baptist and Pentecostal, they call it apostolic. I grew up in both denominations. And by talking to a Jehovah's Witness, I found out a lot of stuff that the Baptists celebrate, that the apostolic and Pentecostal did not celebrate and Jehovah's Witnesses did not celebrate. So it's good to really talk to people and find out where their minds are and be very transparent and open to different things because you learn a lot. You know, so I think that was a good point you brought out as well. Yeah, because you got them converted. And that's a good thing. And I tell women all the time, the Bible says a man that findeth a wife finds a good thing. And he obtains favor with the Lord. But I tell women, there's nothing wrong making yourself fine a ball. Keep yourself looking good. Keep your hair done. Keep yourself together. Smell good. Look good. Act good. You know, everybody don't want, a loud ghetto woman. I mean, they're good to have sometimes. But you know how to critique it. You know, when to do it and when not to do it, you know. Because like myself, I like a little hood in a woman. I do. I like a little hooded woman. So, but I need you to know when to come out and when to suppress it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Mr. Texas is on the line, too. He came back. He came back. He got off the horse and got back on the phone.
Oh, hi. All right. He wanna say something?
Yeah, he on.
So what's going on?
What's up?
All right. How you doing?
I'm good. So listen, check this out. So we was back on that topic as in, you know, Shorty was talking about, you know, she was looking for a good man and everything, so forth and so on. So I'm hearing everybody talk, saying that, you know, would you like an ugly man or, you know, would you be with him if he was ugly or not? And if the guy was fat, you know, my difference is, I want to know something, like, personal. So, being at the fact that everybody go through relationships, and I'm over her since she was, like, 44 years old. So, my thing is, and also to collaborate off that, you also said that, you know, you're waiting for, you know, the Lord to bring somebody that's basically the same vision and eyes and symbol as God. So, why did it take you, you know, like, go through past situations to actually, like, look for it now? Like, in the situation that you was already in, did it, was it that bad that you couldn't go outside? Or to, like, you know, you never ran into anybody besides, like, you know, as friends or anything like that? That's, I mean, that's basically what I really want to know.
You mean ran into friends, like, what do you mean? Like, of course, I've ran into other guys. But, go ahead, I'll say it. I'm sorry. What's the question specifically?
The question is, why did it take you so long in the mix of your relationships, knowing that the relationships was going south, to actually visualize what you're looking for?
Oh, because I was just so wrapped up in not wanting to have my kids, not wanting to be a single parent, basically, and wanting to bring my kids in a two-parent home. But
okay.
I realized that me staying in that situation was not healthy for me. It was not healthy for my children, and I was basically causing more damage trying to keep that family unit together.
Okay, now,
because
is this your baby father or just somebody you was dealing
yes.
with?
Yes,
is
I
your
have
baby
three
father?
Children. Yes.
Okay.
So, yes, well, he was my youngest kid's dad. I have three kids. My daughter's 27, 26, a 22-year-old son, and a 15-year-old son. So, and I was with him since my daughter was four. So
okay.
I was trying to, you know, make the family unit work.
Okay. Do you go to church?
Yes, I do.
And did you ever think about, you know, anybody ever looked at you? Because, you know, you said you're beautiful. I know I haven't seen you. I don't know what you look like, so forth. I could tell you're a beautiful woman by the way, you know, pronunciation and how you uplift, like, you know, you're a queen, you know. So nobody ever looked at you in church?
Well, the church that I attend, it's really not a lot of young people, I should say. And then, like, I'm always in the front of the church because I'm doing the video for Facebook, so I really can't see what's going on behind me. But, no. Actually, no one has ever dated. I've been in this church for 20-plus years, and no. it's in the country, so everybody there are cousins or somebody
right.
else cousins. So, or cousins.
Right. So you don't want to talk to somebody.
Like,
it might be like a cousin of a step-cousin, you know? And now you're kissing him, and he's like, wow. Man, 27 years in that church? 27 years and nobody never stepped out of bowing? 23 years in that church? 23 years in that church and nobody never stepped out of bounds?
Never.
Wow.
Everybody
in that church going to heaven. I can tell you right now, they holy, saved, and sanctified, and whatever else you want to call it. Yeah. Well, you
wow.
ever thought about, have you ever thought about, you know what I mean, like, you know, knocking it down a couple years, you know, they say, you know, older the berries, sweeter the juice. So, you know, you need to knock it down, you know, because right now, you know, this day and age, you know, you got younger dudes acting like they around your age, you know what I mean? So, you know, maybe you need to, you know, cut it down to, like, the mid-30s. You might be finding what you're looking for.
You said go to the 30s?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
I
ain't saying
go to 80.
Don't talk about, like, 36, 35, 37.
That's close to her daughter age.
I would be trying to hook him up with my, and I ran across guys in that age range. I'm like, ooh, yeah, you'll be perfect for my daughter. No.
Nah, not necessarily. Not necessarily, because, you know, you got some of these men out here, and I could say I'm in a time zone of that era that, you know, women 44, you know, that's like, huh, you still got some titties to knock off, you know?
Hey, Buzz, they say everything big in Texas, right?
Fact.
Hold on, I got to put a pause behind that. I got to put a pause on that.
What part of Texas you from?
Dallas area.
Dallas?
Yeah. Fort Worth, Dallas area. But I'm like in the outskirts in the suburbs.
Oh, okay. So,
I always wanted to go there.
Yeah, but you know, I'm originally from Patterson, so, you know.
Oh, that's your nephew. Oh. That's Peter's son.
Oh, okay, that's what you were telling me about earlier. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So I kind of detected that Patterson swag a little bit.
So I have a question,
that's
Jay.
The Patterson swag. What's up?
Okay, let me ask Tamika a question. Now, I've been in a situation like this. You're in love with someone. You're with someone and you're in love with them, but you also have love for another person. How would you handle that situation?
Well, I've been in that situation, and you just have to fight the temptation. That's all you can do is try to be on your best behavior and try to stay focused in the relationship that you're in, because, like, you can be in love with somebody but still have feelings for somebody in a past relationship, and you just have to cut the ties with it, because that love is so strong. Isn't that right, Jason?
I see. I see. You've been fighting that for 27 years.
You got to fight the temptation. You got to stay focused, man, because you can get in some trouble.
Right.
Well, I see. You've been fighting it for 27 years.
23. 10. Oh. That's but you know what it is. It's why, you know, why I really wanted to bring Tamika on the show, because it's a lot of women out here that's in the same situations that she in. You know what I mean? Like, they waiting for God to bring them they waiting for God to bring them that man. But I don't really know if that's real. Like, when people say I'm waiting for God to bring the right guy in my life. Like, it seemed like that's just something that people say when nobody haven't came in their life. You know what I mean? Not in a bad way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, when you wait so long. Go ahead.
I don't want to sound rude, but, you know, not against you, Mr. Mika, but I'm going to keep it real with you. I heard a lot of that, so I'm going to go ahead and say this. Be straight up, rough, rugged, and raw, no chaser. A lot of people don't have to pray to the Lord just to get some dick. So, I mean, like, real talk. You grown. If you want to go out there and finesse to the world, I advise that don't put him up involved in it, because of the fact of certain things God may send. You may think that God sent you something, and it may be something terrible that you never want to ever deal with, and it may you shine, and the next you know, you wind up going gay. You know how it is.
Now, I understand, but now understand me when I say I'm not saying just like, you know, I'm talking about in a serious relationship. Like, not, I'm dating. Don't get it twisted now. So it's not like I'm sitting up here just twiddling my thumbs, you know. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but like, I'm just saying, like, a serious relationship. Like, I've been with a guy for like 2 years before, but he wasn't, and it was just strictly us hanging out, chilling or whatever for like 2 years straight.
Right.
But it's like, I didn't introduce him to my children because he wasn't that person. And he would always ask me, like, when am I going to meet the kids? I'm like, you're not going to meet my kids. you know, because that's not, you're not that person. I don't have that feeling. So it's like, I'm going to know when it's that person. You know what I'm saying? To be in a committed relationship with.
I definitely understand. Well, all I can say, Mom, is, I mean, you can keep playing, but I go off energy. You know what I mean? Keep playing for energy, man. I'm just real with it. You know? If you meet a person, if y'all chemistry don't balance, because, you know, at the end of the night, you know, we all bodies made out of matter. So, you know, energy always connect with different energy. And energy always connect with energy. It's either positive or negative. So when you meet somebody, you know it, you know.
Right.
If you want to say it's the Lord, you say it's the Lord. But I just think it's just energy, you know.
Yeah, it is energy. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I just haven't. The people that I choose are not relationship worthy. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say I'm gonna take my hands off of it and just sit back and chill.
Well, you know, flings is also a relationship too.
What'd you say?
Flings build relationships too.
Hey, what was that?
He said flings.
Oh, flings become relationships too?
Right. That's a long pause.
I've been in a fling before.
Hold on. 91.97, you lie.
Hey, Miss Independent. This is Miss North Carolina.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
I just had a quick question for you.
Okay.
So I know I've heard you say you're waiting on God to send you your mate. And I just want to know, like, what do you feel would be the signs of the man that God sends you?
I honestly don't even know. Like I said, I was saying, like, my friend told me, like, I'm so comfortable with being single that whenever he comes, he's probably going to have to shake me and be like, I'm the man. Like, I honestly do not know. I just think it'll be something that will come over me and I will know it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like, well, I don't know. I've dated guys and I'm dating guys, but I just know that he's not the one. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like whenever we cross paths, I will know.
Okay.
It'll be like
I think
a perfect fit.
What'd you say?
I said kind of be like a perfect fit.
Yeah, once we connect with each other, once we date with each other, once we get to know each other, like,
do you really think it'll be perfect?
I noticed that when somebody say, "Oh, I'm waiting for God to send me somebody," it seemed like a lot of people question that. I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we all hear that in our life. Like, we hear men say that sometimes. We hear ladies say, like, I'm waiting for God to send a person. But for some reason, I don't really think that, I don't know. I said that earlier. I just think it's something that we say. But it's a good thing. It's nothing
wrong
with that.
Well, no, I think she's being very intentional. I don't think she's just saying it. But
no, and then it's like, whenever, okay, so think about it like this. Whenever we cross paths, I feel like God has some type of input on that. Like, Ruben invited me to your show when he was a guest. And that was just like, that had to be divine intervention because that was my first time ever coming onto the show, and I've been hooked ever since. You know what I'm saying? But had he not placed that on Ruben's heart to share that to me, then we would have never crossed paths. I would have never known about this show.
You sure you ain't hooked on my voice?
I don't know. But, you know, I just think like everything, we cross paths and it's always intentional to some type of degree.
I grew up a Jehovah's Witness. I heard you say you converted two Jehovah's Witnesses already now. And I grew up one. You done convert. You done had two Jehovah's Witnesses come to your church and get baptized.
Mm-hmm.
That's some shit in itself. I grew up.
And I was engaged to both of them.
You what?
I was engaged to both of them.
Wow.
I left that part out.
Now
the first
deep.
One was my kid's father, and then the other
was
one was the guy that I was in a relationship with.
Your kid's father was a Jehovah's Witness?
Yep. And I used to go to the hall with him and his family.
Oh, wow. That's deep. You really need some fun in your life. You need some fun.
Like I could really make a movie of my life, to be honest. Like
you need,
yeah.
No, you really need. If you was seriously dating, no, I'll leave that alone. Anyway,
nah,
but, okay. We got home.
Let's talk.
I don't like talking about different. We don't talk about children and religions on the show. But look, anyway, look, I got some more callers on the line. I don't want nobody to go nowhere.
Okay.
We just heating up. We just starting to heat up. So everybody stay with us. We're gonna go to a song. Then we're gonna come back and you still got time, Miss Independent?
I got time.
Okay.
Hope you do.
We gonna be back with Pastor Ruben, Miss Independent. We got my nephews on the line, you know, from Texas and North Carolina. We got Miss North Carolina on the line. We need some more people to press one, and like I said, we approaching that after hour. You know, we get into that third hour of the show. So every time I take a break, I got to yell out the Cash App because we need to go into that third hour. And if I fall asleep, Ruben, you know, now you know what to do. You got me. Now I'm up. This my last night. This my last night drinking on the show. I'm actually just taking it light tonight because I got some training to do in the morning, so I'm taking it light. So what we're going to do, the people on the line, I see the people that's pressing one. We're going to take a quick break because I got to call somebody. I got to call a couple of people into the show who didn't get through. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we got some announcements and stuff, some other things I want to talk about. Everybody just stay with us, and we'll be right back after this song.
Baby, don't go. 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 Like this, I don't believe I just had my last real kiss. I do believe we'll laugh and reminisce. Wait a minute, don't bounce, baby. Let's talk about this, man.
Well, I'm bouncing and I'm out, son. I gotta leave you alone, 'cause I'm good, holding down the spot, and I'm good, pressing the girls on the block, and I'm good. I got to sing on lock, so without me, you'll be fine, right?
I had you, as cocky as it sounds, the way you giggle right before I
put it down. Better when you think to come in, I'll prove it now.
Stop playing, you gave it. I gotta leave you alone. I'm good. Hold it down, I'm good. I'm good. I've been the girls on the block, and I'm good. I got this thing on lock, so without me, you'll be fine, right?
Baby girl, I'm what you have.
You need me to please you.
Be easy, don't let this business hold you back.
The path you're supposed to run alone.
I know you're independent, you can make it on your own.
Here with me,
had a fall. The time is of the essence, why make it alone? People make mistakes to make up, to break up, to wake up. Cold and lonely, chill, baby. You know me, you love me, I'm like your homie. Instead of beefing, come home me. I promise I'm not a phony. Don't bounce, baby, console me. Come here.
There's nothing you can say to me that can change my mind. I gotta let you go now. And nothing will ever be the same. So just be on your way. Go ahead and do your thing now. And there's no one to explain to me, you know. I know you came on the field and what you want. So I'm bouncing and I'm out done. I gotta leave you alone.
What you have.
You believe me to be the
truth. Be easy, don't make decisions when you're mad.
The path you're supposed to run alone.
I know you're independent, you can make it on your own.
Here with me,
but time is of the essence,
oh,
why
yeah.
Take it alone,
huh? My pride is all I have.
Baby girl, I'm what you have.
You believe me, but too bad.
Be easy, don't make decisions when you're mad.
The path you're supposed to run alone.
I know you're independent, you can make it on your own.
Here with me, you have a fall.
But time is of the essence, oh, why
yeah.
Take it alone,
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real show. We got to go to the phone lines. If some people, some noise in the background, you might have to mute your phone. Let's go to the line. 8555, you live.
Yeah, what's going on, brother?
Oh, what's going on, Shaw? What's going on? Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, before I go into any spill, I wanted to ask, pretty much address what you said about the cell phone thing. You know what I mean? It's giving the cell phone for a day. And, you know, for me, I'm like, I think that has more to do with trust than love. You know what I mean? Trust and love, to me, ain't the same thing. You know, so it's like, do you trust the person that enough, or do you love a person enough that if something is not right, or I didn't understand why you wanted that to be done, and if a person did that, it would restore your faith and love.
So you
explain
me?
How would if one couple was able to do that, how would that restore your faith in love?
No, because I know it can't be done. I mean, because I wouldn't feel like it would define love or anything like that, but I think it would be a gesture of love that, here, baby, you could take my phone, or here, baby, you could have my passcodes to all my social networks. I'll prove my, well, love to you or trust to you. You right. It could be trust or love. I believe it shows both. It could be a lot of different scenarios, you know. Give somebody your phone. Give somebody your passcodes. Give somebody your bank account numbers, or give somebody your money, or
take somebody to work. I mean, it could be a lot. I'm just using that hypothetically, like, give your wife your phone for 24 hours and let her give you her phone for 24 hours. And if that didn't define love, it would definitely define a cheater. You know what I mean? It would define something. So whether you're thinking about it as me, you know, that was just something hypothetically I told the female, like, give your man your phone for 24 hours and let him give you your phone for 24 hours and then come back and talk to me. And if nothing transpired negative, then I take my hat off to them. Kudos to them. Because, you know, we in the world with social media right now.
Right. And I think if anything, it would, if nothing happened negative, it would build trust. That's what I think it would build. Me personally, I don't think it had nothing to do with defining how much you love a person. I think this has more to do with trust or building trust with a person. You know what I mean? Because, you know, love is based on an emotion of attachment to a person. Trust is based on knowing whether or not a person's character is a certain way. You know? So now what you're doing, you're testing their character, because if a person trusts you, you can give them your cell phone, and they just going to hold your cell phone all day. As long as it don't ring, it's nothing. You know what I mean? But if a person don't trust you and you give them your cell phone, they're going to go looking for stuff. They're going to go looking to see if you're doing anything. Right. So it's not about love. It's about trust if you do that. Because if a person trusts you, like I said, you give them the phone, they don't do nothing but put it in their purse or put it in their pocket, and that's it. You know what I mean? They don't go looking all through your phone or nothing because they trust you. So I think that's more of a gesture of trust than love. You know? For me, that's my view. Now,
that's a good point.
Now, what I want to discuss, you know, as far as the young lady being on the phone, I think us as men need to do what she's doing. You understand? Because we, and I've been guilty of it. We, like your nephew said, like, you know, you don't have to wait for the right dude to get sex. You know what I mean? You don't have to wait for God to bring him for to have sex. You know, and I think that's part of where us as men and women right now, specifically black men and women, we at odds, because one is looking for sex, the other one is looking for companionship. So now what's happening is, you know, because we're looking for sex as men most times, we're saying whatever we got to say to get the sex. Now once the sex is gotten, now the real us come out, and now we didn't hurt the woman. You know, and I think we're doing that too often. That's why women be taking the hiatus, trying to find themselves and get rid of the baggage of trusting again, because guys, like, you know, guys be looking for the sex. And I think we got to start working past that, because at the end of the day, through sex, children are being born. Now, once the children is born and it's just sex, a lot of times, guys are stepping off, leaving the children with the woman. And now you're having little murderers growing up on the street because they're not, you know, they're not getting the proper guidance from the man, from the father. So I'm suggesting and hoping that us as men, you know, start working through that and start being, you know, more aware of, okay, yeah, sex is good. Everybody likes it. Everybody loves it. But there's more to life than sex, because sex, what the most you're going to put in is what, hour, maybe two? But then what happens to the other 22 hours that you got left during the day? What happens with that? How do we function on that? And we talking about love more so than companionship. You know what I'm saying? For me, love a growth, or you learn to love people, because you're bringing two people together that got two different views about life. So love just is not, we've got it twisted that love is something you fall into. And if you fall into anything, you don't get hurt. You fall, most times you get hurt. If we be realistic about falling in love, most times you fail. If you're in the snow, you fall, you get hurt. Most people fall, they get hurt. So if you start looking more for companionship and then learning to love, which means that you're loving a person for who they are, not who they're presenting themselves to be, will have less, you know, as she said, toxicity in relationships. The toxicity comes because we're bringing our representatives to the table instead of who we really are. Once we attracted to somebody, now we hold them back, because now we only want to give the best part to be able to close the deal. And most times for men, it's the sex. And as I said before, the women are looking for companionship. Women are looking for love. Very few men are growing up saying, I want to get married. You know what I mean? Women are looking to get married, get the household. So this is why I believe these type of platforms are healthy for us, because now we get the chance to communicate back and forth without having that alternative motive of trying to close the deal with sex. And now we educate both men and women, you know? So that's pretty much my take on it.
That's positive. Well, really, I feel like this. With everybody's point of view on how they feel and what they think is, because we all adults and we all with sane minds and we all with intelligence, and how everybody feels, that's how everybody feels. Or, you know, some people might say they waiting for she waiting for God to send a woman, or some people just waiting. Some people might say I'm waiting to meet somebody in the grocery store, or I'm waiting to meet somebody in the library, or I'm waiting to meet somebody in church, or bump into them while I'm walking in the street, or God, just, you know what I mean? Like, it's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that, because most of the time we know. Somebody told me one time, they said that when you go with God, it's like you going with a marathon. Like, but when you go with the devil, it's like you sprinting. And the devil, what the devil give you today, which could be a man, what the devil give you today, the devil takes tomorrow. But what God gives you. Or makes you wait for, once you get it, it's gonna last forever. So, like, I firm believe in it, you know, somewhat, because, you know, they always say what God put together
let no true people take apart or something like that. I'm not really spiritual.
Who God joined together,
no man
take them under.
Right. So I don't think that none of us could really say, you know, that's nothing bad about that, waiting for God to send somebody your way. But, and that might be realistic to certain people and real, you know what I mean? Like, but I just think, I don't know. You everybody know how I feel. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think love is here no more until I see otherwise or I get it. I don't got, like I said, I don't got nothing that people who believe in love and people who want love, and I told you it's like a lottery ticket to me. Like you gotta be in the search of love. You gotta play that lottery ticket. You gotta be in it to win it. I don't know. That's just what I feel. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. We got more people on the lines. Hold on. 00248, you live.
Hello?
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 Yes, how you doing?
How are you, Tim?
All right.
I heard my godson on there. This is Mama.
Mama Brenda.
Your god?
Yes.
Oh, Brenda's back. You've been on a hiatus.
I'm sitting here listening, and it's very interesting.
Thank you.
You know, views on love and marriage and all that good stuff. The young lady that was on talking about her relationship, well, that's good. Me too have been, before I married, was in relationships. One thing about relationships is don't last. Relationships don't last. They're just a relationship. You get to know each other, get related to each other, and then we gone. Marriage is totally different. So people have to understand marriage and relationship. Relationships should lead to marriage, but oftentimes it don't. So a person in a relationship leading to a marriage have to understand the person that you're in a relationship with. Right?
Yes.
So if there's not a clear relationship on how to keep in the life together, you can't move forward. Right?
I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I'm just listening. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I listen to all of you. And for me, relationships mean that two people need to be in a relationship to get to know each other before getting married.
Can you give your husband your cell phone for 24 hours?
My husband got access to my phone. I don't hide anything. I have nothing to hide. I don't have a boyfriend or anybody that I communicate with. I don't have that. So if he needs my phone, he can have it. And vice versa. If he said, baby, I need to use your phone, hey, you got my phone. He know the code to my phone, everything. Why should
okay.
I not give him access to something. And plus, my family numbers is in that phone if he needs to get in touch with them for an emergency. You understand? So I have nothing to hide. People put codes on the phones for a certain reason. I put a code on my phone because I got a grandson that likes to use my phone. So I put a code on my phone so he don't go through my phone. But when it comes to my husband, he has access to my phone. You understand? So
I don't know. You could tell us anything. I mean, I don't know. That's easy to say. I mean, I don't know. Bring him, put him on the phone. Put him on the phone and let me ask him, you know, and I'm going to tell him to give you his phone and then you can talk to me on his phone and he can talk to you on, you know what I'm saying? But as far you just saying that. I'm listening, but I'm just saying, proof is in the pudding. You know what I mean? Like I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it would sound more authentic if you said, "Baby, come here. Give me your phone. I'm gonna give you my phone, and I give it back to you tomorrow, and you give it back to me tomorrow."
I mean, if I would do that, but he's asleep right now.
I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you.
I mean, really, seriously, that's us. Serious.
I know. I'm just messing.
I already told him I was going to be online. I was going to talk to you. And he said, "Okay, cool." You know. So I have nothing to hide.
I know. Could you give me 1 second? Give me 1 second, cause hold on 1 second. Don't go nowhere. Cause somebody been holding on a long time. Somebody. If you're not on the phone right now, cause you mute your phone. If you're not talking right now, cause somebody's phone making a lot of noise in the background. So if you're not talking right now, just mute your phone. 4562, you live.
Yeah, you there, bro?
Hey, what's going on?
Yo. What's going on, Jay? How you been, bro?
I apologize for keeping you on hold so long.
Nah, it's good, big bro. Ain't no problem, because I let you know I wasn't home at the proper time anyway, so I can't be mad at you.
Okay. What's going on with you?
I just want to say happy Friday to everybody. I've been listening, and it's been great.
Okay. Hello, finally.
Okay. All right.
It's a lot of static in the background, though, big bro.
I know, because people on headsets and speakers, but I keep saying that if you're not on the phone right now, you got to mute your phone if you're not talking. And then when you're ready to talk, unmute your phone. But go ahead.
I texted you that, you know, I wasn't quite home yet. I had to do some running around after school today, so you know how that goes. But I'm happy it's Friday, you know. April 1st is like tomorrow, you know. Life is good, you know what I'm saying? I've lived a few days, so I understand how this thing works now, you know what I mean? And everybody sounds beautiful. The ladies sound beautiful. They sound like they're ready for love, and they just got to be patient. It's all about patience when it comes to love. Like that's the truth about it. Like, if you want some real, authentic love in 2023, then you got to be patient, and that's got nothing to do with whether you're male or female. You just got to be patient as a human. We all is probably 40 or 50, so we done lived and went through shit, probably done shit, and some of us might still be in shit. So it's like if you want some real authentic shit, you just got to wait, yo. You just got to go about your life, and just when it happens, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, So I think we all as people put too much emphasis on love, like, because love is defined in so many ways that you can't number it all, you know? Most people define love by sex and money, and love is bigger than sex and money, because money don't last and sex don't last, and now what you got, like, you feel me? Like, that's not cool.
Are you waiting for love right now or looking for love?
No, I'm just going about my life, Jay. You already know that. Like, you feel me? You know, so I just go about my life. Like, I'm not waiting or looking. I'm just living my life. And when it enters my life, then that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Jay, listen, I'm 57. I'm in college. You know, like, I don't really got time to be worried about looking for love and love. Like, I done all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now it's about illuminating my mind. So I can come out of this darkness and make some legit money with them six digits behind it legitimately, when I don't got to worry about nobody kicking in my door, shoot me on the street. Like, you feel me? Like, I'm about that type of stuff. You know, my future is important to me now. Unfortunately, I had to go through all these years before I got it. But I feel great that I got it, because some people live their whole life and never get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we had a couple of people out here tonight that
I heard the Jehovah Witness lady talking about her chilling with her boyfriend at the church and all that other type stuff. You feel me? And she said she had two of them, from what I caught.
She said she dated two Jehovah Witnesses, but she not a Jehovah Witness.
Yeah, I mean, I came in on the end of it. Like, I was coming in, like, had my phone on speaker, trying to, you know, set up my Carlos Rossi Jamaican pineapple drink, you feel me?
So how long you been single? How long you been single?
Probably for right now about 6 years single. But not without relationship. Don't
you
try to go there, Jay. I'm smart.
No, I'm just saying that because it seemed like it's a pattern here. It seemed like the average person who called my show, they've been single for a minute, but like you said, not without relationships, or they married. Like, cause some people will tell you they married. Like, I've been married 25 years, but you've been separated 15 years. You know what I mean? I knew a lady one time who kept telling me she was married 29 years, and then she was like, oh, my husband died 15 years ago. Or I knew another lady who would say she'd been married, like, oh, I've been married 30 years, but we've been married, separated 17 years. Like, that don't count.
Like, that don't make sense. Like, you feel me? At the time
exactly.
you meet them, that what happened to them is irrelevant. It's about what's going on right now. Like, it's about getting truth out of people, like, when you meet them. You feel me? Like I told you earlier when I spoke to you, like you're the type of person, Jay, you are very picky about who you bring in your circle. So that's why I'd be excited when you hit me and be like, yo, I need you to call in or whatever, because I know how you are as a person. Like, you're a really good person, but at the same time, you don't trust everybody, yo. You be like, you know what I'm saying? And for you to bring somebody into your circle, even if it is your show, like, that's got to be real big with you. That's why I really appreciate it. I don't take this for granted, you know what I'm saying? Like, the information that I have from my experiences, what you got, what all the other callers got, you know, we really kings and queens. We just don't want to recognize that shit because it'll cause us to look at ourselves and realize that we ain't worthy of that shit because we done too much shit. And then people start feeling fucked up. At the end of the day, you flawed anyway, you feel me? Like God is love. Like, people be tripping, like God is love. Like, it's not about religion and Jesus and Allah. It's about love. Like God is love. Like, do you got love for people or not. It's yes or no. It's not, oh, today I feel like it because I got $300 extra in my account. No, you got to love people regardless of what your situation is or what's going on, because at the end of the day, we can't live without each other, yo. Like, men and women fight and argue every day, oh, I can't stand this motherfucker, I can't stand that bitch, but yet, at the end of the day, we still go right back to each other, because what we don't understand is that it's designed by God for us to be compatible to men and women. It don't matter, like all the shit you go through with a woman or a woman go through with a man. At the end of the day, the desire goes right back to what's original. I want somebody. Like, come on, yo. Like, but the single part at our age is like we got the experience, so now we get to choose. Like now in my life, Jay, I get to choose, like, if I want to be bothered with this type of thinking or this shit, like, and I don't say nothing to them because I ain't about to hurt nobody's feelings. I just don't take it any further than the friend zone, you know what I'm saying? Some people need to just be friends and that's it. Don't cross the line because that shit don't never work, yo. Like, you just got to recognize, Jay, like Jay, what's the sense of going through 50 years of shit and then you don't learn shit? Like, that's not good, yo.
You got to learn. Everybody.
That's the key. Jay, that's the key. Listen, I done been through shit. Just everybody in this line have been through shit. I done been through bad relationships. People shit on me. I shit on them. All that shit, you feel me? But at the end of the day, like, if I don't learn something from all of that, like what was it for, you feel me? Like, who can I blame if I don't learn something from the shit? Like I'm going to tell you something, and I ain't calling no names because it's not about putting names out because I'm not about that. But I got an associate of mine who hit me with some crazy shit. She was like, my people proposed to me, but I didn't take the ring because I didn't feel like he was the one for me. But we've been together for 11 years. And in my mind, I'm like, so you've been with this person for 11 years. They proposed to you, and you didn't take the ring. Like, isn't that a clue to tell you, like, that's not the person for you? Like, 11 years? Like why keep leading this man along if you know you're not going to never marry him? Like, yo, what is that? Like, just tell the nigga, like, yo.
That's what I'm – that's – and you know what? That happens in a – wait, hold on, B. One second. Hold on.
All right.
4712, you live.
Oh, so I apologize.
Hello?
Hello? You hear me?
Yeah. Yes. Did you mean to press 1?
Yeah, I was, I'm sorry, I apologize, I'm sorry.
Oh, you just want to listen?
Somebody can't talk, yo, you need to put them on mute.
Wait, hold on, one second.
That's the other shit right there, yo.
6246, you live. 6246. 6246. Going once. Going twice. People must be pressing a 1. Let me see. 6246, you live. 66246, you there? All right, they must be anyway, hold on, my man. Miss Independent, you see?
No, I'm good, there? Bro. I'm right here.
All right.
I'm still here.
Okay, we kind of wait. Hold on, 1 second. Don't go anywhere.
She got a nice voice, whoever she is.
Hold on.
I like her voice. She got a really nice voice.
1173, you live.
This is Brother Miles. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, Miles? What's the deal?
Nothing. I just got in, man. That's why I'm late. I'm just got in. My bad.
Oh no, it's always a treat.
So who's the guy flirting with the lady on the phone? I like her voice. She got a nice voice.
You might know him. You might know him, Miles.
Yeah, what's today's topic about today?
Should you wait for God to send you a mate?
Oh, okay. Sounds like a plan. So who's the lady with? She's a.
What?
She's a leader, a speaker, or what?
She's an independent woman.
Oh, motivated speaker.
Nah,
how you doing, miss?
She's just an independent
Hi,
woman.
Hi, Miles. I'm Tamika. I'm just an average woman who's been through, you know, life. I'm not a motivational speaker, but I've been through a lot of life situations that I can, like, give my input about, you know, things. That's all.
Oh, I hear you.
Miles,
you waiting for God, too?
You waiting for God?
Me?
Yeah, you.
First of all, Jay, I'm too old to be chasing women. I'm just, if I go after one, I'm looking for a soulmate. I ain't looking to run around chasing after them, you know, because I'm too old for that.
That's the word right there. We haven't heard that word all night long. Soulmate. We haven't heard that word all night long. I'm looking for a soulmate. Can you define soulmate in your words to us?
Well, somebody that, you know, is equal. I don't have to worry about all the bull crap and all that stuff, and that we want to be together and we want to stick it out, you know. Not the kind, you know, I had to worry about her always out and out and out and out and out. Where you going? You know, just the two of us along on what we do. The type of woman I want, you know, where you can take your grandkids, put them on your knee and play with them. You grow old with.
So that's a soulmate.
Yeah, that's somebody you want to spend the rest of your life with, man, you know. We always think that we get a date, you know, it all depends on how you date. Like, if you just dating just casually, you know, hoping to run into the right person. I've always said, how you know that guy you ain't, you know, walking past ain't the right person? But see, most of us are stuck on, like, looks, you know. Oh, man, good-looking guy. Oh, man, that girl is fine. And the average-looking person is, you know, is missing out. You're missing out on that. Because, you know, we as men, when we see a woman, first thing, like, damn, she fine. As far as you know, she could be a serial killer, but she look good. And the girls do the same thing. They see, oh, man, look at that guy. He look good as hell. Look at the body on him, the muscles. You know, that's a reality thing anyway. But as far as, like, looking for somebody you want to spend the rest of your life with, I guess you got to get to know each other and ask yourself, I could see myself, you know, settling down with this woman for a long period of time. She probably, and hoping she feel the same. But if y'all just out there casually, you know, eating and stuff like that, man, you never know. Like everybody always say, oh, you know how that old saying, like, I'm waiting for God to send me the right man. Like,
oh, hell no, that's what the topic is. That's what we've been talking about for the last 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Miles, most of the people on my podcast are single.
Okay, so is they waiting for the right guy, or are they looking for, are they out there, you know, trying to find him?
Now I know why we can't get nobody, because out of all my callers and all my people on the links and all my people on the phone, everybody everybody waiting for God, God to send them the one they want. So God is busy. God is busy up there. He waiting to send Tamika somebody. He waiting to send this person somebody and this person somebody.
Jay, first of all, Jay, it don't work like that. It's work like this. When you out and about, you run into a lot of guys. When a guy asks you out, you know, give him a chance. You never know. That might be the man God sent to you. It ain't like God gonna knock on the door and say, all right, Diane or Joe, the next girl knock on your door, that's your future, or the next guy knocking. No, you gotta mingle with one another. You gotta get to know people that, you know, throughout the streets. You know, if you in a club, you see a guy like, oh, okay, talk back to you, you find out what they're about, you never know. That could be the person that God sent to you. Because, you know, if you're sitting there waiting for a guy to send you a letter, I feel sorry for you.
Not a letter.
No, well, you know what I mean. Because everybody say that when God sent me the right woman or the right man. How you know he ain't been sending, just ain't given a chance to, you know, communicate with you? Like, a lot of girls see a guy, oh, if he ain't that good looking, or he just asked, ah, oh, nah, he ain't my type. How you know? You get a guy a chance to find out. And we all do that. I'm
let me talk to somebody's phone sounds terrible. They must be on a headset or a speaker or something. It sounds terrible, man.
I was telling you earlier,
is that your phone, Miles? Is that your phone, Miles?
It couldn't have been me because I just came on.
Somebody's
phone ain't right, Jay. Earlier.
Sounds terrible. I'm going to go through the callers and I'm going to find out whose phone is in a minute.
But you're not doing this, hitting stuff on mute, bro.
Hold on, we gotta see who phone making all this noise. That's killing me. Hold on.
Because while the phone, we was talking, everything was quiet like now.
No, I gotta find out who phone that is. One second.
You got it now. It's quiet now.
Oh, it's quiet for a minute, but it's still.
Yeah, it's quiet right now. So you, whatever you did, it worked.
All right, hold on. Miss Tamika, you still here?
Yes, I'm still here.
Where's the lady with the pretty voice?
I'm still here.
That's her right there. But hold on. I still got people calling in. Hold on one second.
Friday night, the Jay Sean Show, baby. The hottest podcast in New Jersey.
Right. 5885, you live.
Latoya.
Hello? 5885.
That sounds like Latoya.
And maybe she pressed one by mistake. You on mute, Latoya? You got your phone on mute?
Can you hear me?
There
you
go.
Hello?
Oh, my phone on mute.
Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing?
All is well. I'm grateful and I'm thankful. How are you?
We got another sexy voice on the phone.
Well, don't stop with that.
Slow down, my. You got some competition.
Nah, I'm going to stick to the original voice I heard. That lady sounds really nice.
You got some competition now. How you doing, Latoya?
I'm well. I'm grateful. I hope all is well with you.
I'm all right. Just hang. We just trying to find out if God going to send us a mate or not.
Stop. Don't say that. That's incorrect. Don't say that.
To Latoya.
I'm here.
Latoya.
I'm here.
Is God sending us mates? Soulmates?
It could be right there in your face.
Mm.
He could be on his line, too. All right.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
It could be on the
line. It could be right on this line.
Say that.
You can say that again.
Sounds like a confident person.
Anyway, what's going on? You had wanted to make a comment. You wanted to say, you just wanted to say hello, Latoya.
I'm just for listening to the show. Good show so far. Yeah, great show always.
Oh, okay. Because you know we going into the after hours now. You ever been to an after hour? When we get into after, when we go past 10,
not the after hours.
when we get past 10, we start talking about
a lot of things happening in the after hour, bro.
Put the kids to bed.
Toy, this is Pastor Ruben. Do you have a man?
He right to the point. I like him.
What do you say?
Are you involved? Do you have a significant other?
That's the thing. Me and him is not on talking terms. Like
Uh-oh. Here we go. Friday night.
Hold up. Let Pastor Ruben shoot his shot.
You said what now? You're not on speaking terms?
No, we're not, but he's not trying to let go either. Just on the
future shot rule.
Jay, that's that shit, yo.
So.
That's that shit, man. That's that shit right there.
Yo,
that's that shit.
You go chill. You blocking.
See, that's what guys do, JD. Another brother talk to another sister.
Well, I'm going to make this clear so everybody can understand. I'm not looking for nobody else. We either close the door that I'm involved in, so before I close that door, order for me to close that door to open up another one, that's going to have to be closed. So I'm just going to make that clear.
Now, see, that's the kind of woman.
In order for you to open up another door, the old door got to be closed.
Yep. But everybody has feelings. That would not be fair for me to be talking to someone, and I know that I'm still involved in a relationship that me and him just didn't talk about it. We just didn't resolve it. So why would I do that to the next person?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
So you still got feelings.
If you want to say that, Jay Sean,
we just talked. You still have feelings.
Close the door.
What's that, Miss Brenda?
I said close the door.
Yeah,
you know why? Because as long as you keep that door open, you will allow him to treat you how he treats you. And you accept it, you need to close the door. And then you need to wait for somebody to treat you and love you and respect you for who you are. You are settling for something that don't belong to you. Let it go.
She got a point there, Jay, because if it ain't working out, man, let him, you go your way, he go his way. Move on.
Close.
You've been involved.
Let me tell you something. When you close that door and you trust God, he will open another door far better than what you have. Do you not
understand? Not God again.
Are you gonna settle for less? Or you want to settle for the best? What you want to do?
We want soulmates.
It's always good, Jay. It's always good. Like, if you're in a bad relationship and it don't work out, it's always good to get the feelings that you have for the person you broke up with. Get that out of the way because you don't want to take that into a next relationship.
Into another relationship.
You got to let that part go, man, and then start over again.
Let it go.
Okay, so look, Brenda, hold up, Brenda.
Yes.
So I know, like Latoya said, that she got to close one door before she can open one door. Is it? And this for Latoya too, or Miss Independence, Miss Tamika. I'm asking the question: is it possible for a new man to help you close that door on the old man?
Look, yes, it is possible.
Okay.
It is possible because if the new man's coming in to reassure you about what you did and that other person hurt you, and he's reassuring you that he is not that person, sure. But if the new man has the other, like, alternative motive the old man has, then you don't need to have either one.
Okay.
I think you should just chill by yourself for a while, pretty lady.
What?
Yeah, he go flirting on the phone.
I'm just trying to give out some information.
Okay.
I'm just saying, just spend some time with yourself, you know, build on yourself,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's what we were talking about as closing
exactly.
the door. That's
sometimes
how you close the door.
Sometimes you need to reevaluate yourself. But
communication, to the gentleman that was speaking, communication is all about how you articulate the message. Like, you got to know how to bring a message to whoever you're speaking to that needs the help, because if it's not done in the proper way, they're not going to receive it.
Exactly.
I can't tell the lady not to be bothered with the person that she loves, but what I can tell her is that concentrate on yourself, and you might find out that you really don't need them like you think you do.
That's what it mean by closing the door out of a bad relationship. If it ain't working.
That's exactly why I close the door is closing
the door. Yeah, you shut that down, and then you get yourself together and work on the next one.
You can't have her to close the door, and then, now, for example, she's still dealing with a person that she's not sure with. She needs to close the door because you got another person coming in and telling you that this is how he is. He's communicating to you how he feels, but you're not sure about closing that door. Now, you need to close that door. Don't open up another door until you find out if that person is who they say they are. You can't, like, okay, I'm going to close the door, and I'm done with this one, so this one is stepping to me. No, you can't do that either. You still.
Well, Toya, once you heal and close the door,
exactly.
Find Pastor Lupin, okay?
Yes.
I think we need to hear from Miss Latoya.
Okay.
Look,
I am fine. I've been fine. I'm not in communication with anybody. It's all about me. I'm listening to you, Ms. Brenda, what you're saying. It's all about me. I'm focused on me, and I always have been.
Do you got a chip on your shoulder, Latoya?
Do I have a chip on my shoulder?
I'm asking her because a lot of times, like, you sound sweet on the phone all the time, but sometimes, like, certain things, I can hear your voice, like, it get a little bit, like, heat, like, you get a little bit like I could see that. Who said that? Charge or something, like, certain topics, like, or questions, like, get you going, like, I'm not going to.
What, you a psychiatrist now?
I'm just telling you what I hear. And your ears
Miss Toya.
You can't tell that?
Miss Toya. Miss Toya.
What you a bodyguard?
I don't believe you have a chip on your shoulder.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't believe you have a chip on your shoulder, but yet and still, I believe that there's another person that's coming your way. I believe there's another person that has already spoke to you and talked to you. So I believe that that's what's going on.
I don't know if she got a chip. I asked her, did she have one?
No. I'm talking to Ms. Toya.
Oh, that's what I mean. I didn't say she had a chip. I asked her, did she?
She doesn't have a chip. I do believe that she is somebody else out there that's trying to get her attention.
Do you got a chip on your shoulder? You sound a little hostile too at times. See that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? Like angry black women.
Oh, Jay Sean, you better watch yourself.
Well, I'm sorry. This is where he's trying to get the women riled up. That's what he's doing.
I ain't trying to get nobody riled up. I'm talking serious. I'm calm as a cucumber.
Listen to the questions he asked, and y'all forget this guy used to be a Patterson pimp, so he know how to get to women. So listen to the words he's using here.
Listen, I'm not talking slick. I'm just talking. I'm not agitating. No, I mean just like I could ask people questions, they can ask me hard questions, and this is what I'm saying. My voice is gonna stay at the same tempo. It's never gonna get higher. It's never gonna get lower, because my life is like an open book. Like I know relationships. I know women. Like I know what I'm saying. So if somebody on the phone and they saying they don't detect a certain kind of different tones and voice when you ask different questions, then I'm not saying nothing bad.
So Jay, asking her this question because she said that she went through things with a man or something?
Nah, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. No, I'm just asking a question. It's just a question.
Okay, just like we just asked the question. Is that the reason why you asking them kind of questions? Because that what she went through with the other guy, or I don't know how many other that she been through a bad relationship.
I think everything's an assumption.
No, my tone did change. He did pick that up. My tone did change.
Thank you.
And I said it with an ass. I said, listen. That's how I said it.
Thank you.
And I said you sound sexy when you said it, too.
Oh, you better stop that now.
There you go with the sexy talk. Let's say that. Hey.
I'm never trying to add. Trust me on this. I'm never trying to agitate nobody to get to amp the show up. Cause, you know, I mean, I just like conversation. That's it. And hopefully through that people will learn stuff. You know what I mean? The pastor said asked Latoya a question about something, going by, you know, her voice sound and everything, and she told the truth. She just said that, you know, I'm not opening no more doors until I close another door. There's nothing wrong with that. I just detected a little bit of, you know, in that. And mm-hmm. She said, yeah, I did say it like that. I'm not saying nothing bad about nobody. Nah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry? Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you. Tamika?
I had a quick question.
I know I heard you say that you and I guess I don't know if he's your ex or somebody you're dealing with aren't on speaking terms. I was going to ask you if he's meeting your core needs. Or do you know what your core needs are and if he's meeting those?
Me?
Well, yeah.
Not. He has not.
Okay, you talking about my kid's father?
No, I heard you mention you and somebody weren't on speaking terms.
That was Coy.
But I also... Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that was LaCoya.
No, I'm hearing you, but someone else is also...
No, that's somebody's phone. If you're not talking,
that's some feedback, LaToya, you hear.
Yeah, that's some feedback from somewhere.
Oh. Okay. Well, Tamika, to answer your question, she has not. That is correct. That is correct.
What was the
question? I
can't
hear
question?
You. I'm sorry.
The question was,
My question was, whoever it is that she's not on speaking terms with, is he, if he was meeting her core needs.
Her core needs?
No. Her core needs, or if she's aware what her core needs are.
Well, can you enlighten us what it is?
What is core needs?
Yeah,
what
is
that mean, core needs?
If like if she's in need of affection, protection, if those top like three things that she needs from a man, if he met those for her.
Oh.
Just like us guys, if we with this woman we dating, is she satisfying us the way we want to be satisfied? Is she meeting our needs?
Right.
Is we need from her.
Yeah, but I would right.
That's what she's asking.
Her needs
for
him were met for her.
Okay, I'm listening.
You know that, right, Pastor?
Yes.
You know, this girl, you know, you like her, but she ain't giving you what you're looking for, so.
Right.
You move on. Because that's what we all want. We always want. We want to meet somebody that's going to, you know, that we satisfy, that can satisfy each other. Not just one part of, you know, one of the relationship. Well, she satisfied my needs, but I don't satisfy hers. Why should she hold on to me if I can't satisfy her needs? Don't she deserve to have somebody?
Are you going
to
answer that question?
How can I answer the question when Mal keeps on talking?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm quiet. I'm quiet.
Yeah. Mal, you know. But, Mal, you mean well, Mal. We really do. Really do. Well, Tamika, to answer that question, he has not.
So it's at this point, it's just a matter of you closing the door. Not y'all not being on speaking terms, but you actually closing that door.
Correct. Close the door, like I said, close the door.
You gonna lock it too?
So let me ask you a question. Could you, when a woman is waiting to close the door on one relationship, before they open another door, is it possible that they could miss a lot of good men in that time? Is that a fair question to say? That they could miss out on a lot of good things while they trying to close the door?
No.
Why not?
Because you think because you close a door today, you're going to go out there tomorrow and meet somebody? No. It don't work like that.
No, Rube said he going to kick it closed and he going in.
Oh, Jesus.
Baby, let me tell you something.
Rube said you going to let me in.
When you close that door, I guarantee you, 21 days after you close that door, another door is going to open. So you just wait.
and be patient. And please, don't sell yourself short.
Rube, you might have to climb through the window.
You are the prize, not them. You are. So don't let the man feel like they're the prize, so they're not. You're the prize. You understand?
Hold up now. I'm not. All the other men might be quiet, but I'm not going to be quiet on that one now.
Well,
make the man think he's not the prize. The woman is the prize.
He's the queen.
And he the king. Why she gotta be the prize? Shit, I could be the prize. I could be the lottery ticket. Yes.
The prize.
Nah, that's
in
y'all.
She's the prize because you're going to secure
her. Hell to the no.
JB,
but no, I'm the prize.
Not what a pimp says.
No.
You believe that,
Miles?
Boy, you need to stop.
What happened?
Because she's the prize.
The female is the prize. You might meet a guy. He might be the prize.
Oh, my God.
I might be the prize. I might be the best thing you ever met. You might have had
always and forever.
You might have had until you meet the best.
But when she matches you, she's gonna match you and go above you.
Of course, that's what we do.
She's gonna offer more than you have to offer. Yeah, she's gonna double anything you give her.
And why is that?
Because that's how we're created. That's how we're created.
What's she gonna offer me?
It's not about what she can offer you. It's about her multiplying what you give her.
Somebody just said she's gonna offer more. She gonna give me vagina.
That's a simple way of thinking of it.
I mean, that's the only way to put it. Why you want to make it complicated? Let's think about it simple. I don't know. If you give me something, I'm giving you something. Like, I don't think about it like...
Hey, Jay, what kind of relationship
like
you want out of a woman, Jay?
Me?
Yeah, what kind of relationship?
I don't want none. I'm good.
You're not bringing anything.
That's not you.
I'm what?
That pretty girl talking again.
I'm happy where I'm at right now.
And that's good.
I'm not looking for nothing.
Are you growing? Are you stable? Are you growing where you're at right now?
No, he's stuck, baby.
Growing. What you mean? Growing how? I don't understand.
He's stuck
to your next level. Are you moving forward? Are you going upwards towards your next level? Where being alone.
And not being held accountable for getting more money and more whatever else I want in the world. I'm not growing to get another woman. I don't got to grow to get another woman. I could grow to get me a bigger house, or I could grow to get me more money, or I could grow to make myself more happy. I'm not growing to make just to be with another woman. I'm not growing like that.
Okay, Jay.
Another woman in the picture.
Okay. Once you get that house, the money, and all that, then you're gonna go after a woman to share all that.
I'm not crazy.
I know that.
They said that in the Billy D. Williams.
You know that
you're
gonna be alone for the rest of your life. That's what it is.
You just want a roommate.
Okay, what's wrong with that? It's written
he
somewhere
don't need
that
a
we
roommate.
Can't be
if
alone
he, if
our whole
making,
life.
If he just mentioned money, he don't need a roommate.
Is it written somewhere that we can't be alone?
Is it written somewhere that we can't be alone? Is it written like that?
Yeah, but the Bible says it's not good for man to be alone. I don't want to talk about the Bible.
With
it is
people
not
who
good
go to
for
church.
Man.
If you go to
alone.
Church every Sunday, we could talk about the Bible, but I don't talk about the Bible with people who don't go to church.
How do you talk about the Bible when you don't even read it?
Paul. I just said that.
I just said I don't talk about the Bible.
So other people talking about it, Jay. So why are you telling them you don't? Just because you don't think that what that mean they don't have to?
I didn't.
You don't
want to
hear about it.
That. I didn't say.
Because you know why?
I said I don't like people to bring up God in the Bible. But I don't like people to talk about. I don't like people to talk religious who
don't
go to church. I don't like people to talk religious if they don't go to church and they don't serve God. Don't talk religious.
You ain't even going to
like
church. What are you talking about?
Oh, no.
You don't go to church.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Hey, you go past
you
the church every day, don't you?
You got a pastor on there, and you
yep.
don't
go
to church.
I'm the church. I'm the church. I'm the church.
Okay, so Jay,
I feel like if you're completely single
and living your life alone, I feel like you're missing,
I'm not
missing something.
Come on
Someone
now.
Needs
come
to
on
be,
now. Come on now.
Someone
you know
needs to be,
single.
Or you need to be open to someone
single.
Showing you who you are. You could be oblivious to your wrongs and to how you're walking because you're just you
Somebody
just have this
it.
One straight mind
a,
and you
I
don't have anyone
woman.
Checking you.
I need a woman to show me that I'm
no,
wrong.
No, not to show you. Not to show you, but to hold a mirror up to you so you can see. So you can see. If you're moving alone, you won't be able to
see.
See,
I could say a lot of stuff right now, but it'll come off wrong if I say it. I
it's after
10.
Jay, it's after
10.
Jay. You know where your kids are? It's after 10.
Jay Sean.
I want to try 28. He said, hell, what y'all saying?
Hey, Jay, what you going to do? That was a good one, Miles.
Jay Sean, this woman is talking to you and you're not even listening.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I apologize.
Because you just spoke on me how my voice has changed. Yours just did. So you can just talk.
Miss North Carolina, where's your Uncle M right now?
Who?
I said Tamika.
Go ahead, talk. What
you
say? Go ahead. What you say? Who said something? Go ahead. I'm listening. I just don't think
Miss North Carolina was digging in.
Tamika, he was saying, go ahead and repeat what you just said.
That wasn't Tamika.
That was Miss North Carolina speaking. I was just saying
that if he's moving through life alone, just solely on his own reconnaissance, then he doesn't have a mirror. He doesn't have someone there that sees, you know, his everyday movement and can kind of like reflect and tell him how he's, you know, just let him know how he's moving. So he's just kind of like just moving however he want to move. You did what?
No, I didn't say nothing. I'm just listening.
He cracked that mirror a long time ago.
That's important. That's important for us to bounce each other's lives off each other so you can kind of see the error in your ways.
I'm not perfect. Look, check this out. Look. I've been married twice, two times married, right? And two times divorced, right? I done had many relationships in my life. I ran in the streets doing a lot of things for a lot of years. Miles like to say it. I don't like to say it. But I did a lot of things in my life. I'm at a point in my life right now where
I don't really think that I need love in my life right now. I don't. I mean, and if that's the way I feel, that's the way I feel. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not against the law. It's not a sin. I don't understand why people can't. I don't understand why it's so bad that I don't want. That I'm not looking for love and I don't believe in love. Like I don't. I really can't understand what's the problem. Like, if people want to wait for love and look for love and they got to have love and they got to have a soulmate, they can't be alone, then that's cool. That's cool. I'm not knocking that. I'm just talking about me. You know what I mean?
Some people just looking for love.
Of course I'm not. Of course I'm not. Of course I'm not sitting home alone in this world. You really think I'm sitting home alone in this world?
No,
have you seen the fly?
Yeah.
Have you seen, have you seen
your
wait, hold up. Have you seen me before? Have you seen pictures of me or flyers, anything? I'm not sitting at home alone because I got to sit at home alone. If I'm home alone, that's because I want to be home alone. Like, I'm not, it ain't like I don't know how to talk or I'm not attractive or I'm a buster or I don't got nothing or nothing like that. It's because I choose to be like that. Now, I don't
know.
Can
I ask you a question, Jay?
Yeah, what's up?
I was just wondering, you know, from the way do you think this feeling you have is because the, what you went through life?
Man, I tell you that every show. I keep telling you.
No, I'm just saying.
Show. I don't play
it. Hold on.
I say that every show. I say that every show. I say that everybody who ever told me they love me.
I'm trying to ask you. Let me finish ask the question, Jay.
That's what you're going to ask me. Go ahead.
Okay, part of your life you went through that. Do you think that you will come out of that?
You can't never say never in this world. I learned never say never. So I might wake up tomorrow. Somebody said that I might walk outside tomorrow and fall in love. I don't know. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I can't say. You know what I mean? Women are beautiful creatures. Women are beautiful. I mean, a woman's voice, a woman's body, a woman's mind, that's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean?
But have
so
you been
you
trying to have you been trying to change that? You know, change that way? Like look forward
nah.
to a woman in your life or
nah.
you trying that
nah, I got a friend that I deal with. I got a
Jay.
Friend. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a suggestion.
Jay.
I got a suggestion.
What's that?
Jay.
One
Yo,
at a time.
Do me
one
a
at
favor
a time.
When you get off the line tonight, I think that might change
yeah.
your vibe. Go to ChristianMingles.com. I promise you, you'll be good after that.
ChristianMingles.com. Okay. Next question.
No, Jay.
Go ahead. I'm listening. What's up?
Jay, is my godson
yes.
still on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Ruben.
Yes, ma'am.
David.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I just had a vision about the Word of God. You remember when Paul went on the road to Damascus?
Yes, ma'am.
And he went out to, because he was doing bad stuff, and he went blind on that road to Damascus because
mm-hmm.
he did not believe. And when he got there, God changed him to Saul, right? Saul
yes,
to
ma'am.
Saul, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And because he was blind, because he couldn't see. Now, this is the way I see Jay. He's on that road to the mat, and he can't see. But when he gets where he needs to go, because he's blind right now, he's God going to open his eyes so he
mm-hmm.
can see. See, this is the thing about revelation and what God is saying. You are so blind to what you think is right that it's not. So God is going to give you, and he's going to come to you. God's going to come to you. I assure you, he's going to come to you.
And he's going to talk to you, Jay, because your mind has to be changed because you have such a warped sense of memory of who God is. You don't even know. You've been out there in the street so long, you don't even know. But God said he's going to take you on this road. And he's going to change you.
Amen. Can I ask you one question? What does God have to change about me? Because I'm not on here saying what everybody else saying, that everybody believe in love and I don't believe in love. That's the only thing I'm saying is different from what everybody else saying. That's the only thing that I'm saying different from everybody else. So
the opposite is the trust.
That's the only thing. No, but you talking like I need a whole makeover.
I got to believe
in love to fit into this conversation. Or to fit
Mr. Jay, can I say something to you?
Yes.
I just want to say, so whether or not you have an intimate relationship with another woman, I feel like you still need to be open to the idea of love, because love is the greatest of them all.
Who said that?
Yeah,
Miss North Carolina. Okay, Miss North Carolina. Okay,
I feel like you need to have.
You said love is the greatest
of them all. Any of the good spirits that we have, like patience and kindness, long suffering, love is the greatest of them all. So if you're missing love, whether it be for an intimate.
No more Bible tonight. No more with the Bible.
It's not Bible.
No, somebody
said that was
the Bible.
It's life.
Listen.
Life.
Okay, but look. Okay, I heard you. That sounds good. But look, I hear what you're saying about love.
I mean,
right?
You don't have to be necessarily intimate with someone have love in your heart.
How many people on this line? Been in love and had their heart.
Yeah, that love shit go out the window when them bills got.
How many people had their heart broke before? I'm asking for real.
Of course.
You ever had your heart broke?
Every single person on the earth. So when you get your heart broken. You're okay. It's okay that we have our heart broken. You're not dead.
Don't you know some people commit suicide over love? Some people kill other people over love. Or broken
not
head.
Over love. It's not over love.
You must have never had your heart broke.
People don't commit suicide over love.
When you have your heart broke, you can stop eating. You can stop sleeping.
Hey, Jake, can I ask
sometimes,
your question, Jake?
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Yeah, but Jake, you didn't kill yourself or anyone else.
I want to ask you a question. You said that this woman that you talk to now, right?
Yeah.
So how's that going? Are you looking forward to being like with her, or is it just something that's to pass the time?
I don't put labels on it. I just take one day at a time. I don't put labels on stuff no more.
Okay, this one day at a time. I hear that. Is it working for you? Is it working for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's getting there where you can see her the next day after the next day, right?
Because I got my own place and she got her own place. And you know what I'm saying? And when we get together, when we see each other, we talk all the time. And that's the way it is. But I'm not throwing that love
send them a wedding gift
like that.
So how long has been going on?
Getting married soon. That's marriage talk.
How long has been going on, Jay?
A long time.
Well, then
a long time.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
A long time means nothing, because guess what? You doing what you want to do, and she's doing what she want to do.
No, you wrong again. I don't run around. I don't mess around. I sleep with one woman. I don't run around.
You sleep with one woman, but you're not dedicated to her.
That sounds like commitment to me.
You could call it what you want. I said I'm not putting labels on it. You could put a label on it if you want to. I said I'm not.
So what does,
if
what
that's
does
what you
want to
call it.
He call it.
Huh?
Oh, I guarantee you, y'all been seeing each other, but she wants commitment.
People in hell want cold water.
Well, hell, your ass might go to hell. See, I'm gonna have to get me a damn snowboard.
Ooh, this is hell right here, right now where we at.
Right, everybody crucifying.
Race prejudice and killings and people killing each other and all this hell right now. Why I gotta wait till I die to go to heaven, man? White people got heaven right now.
Because what you're doing is not right. Either you're gonna commit to her or you're gonna let her go. You gonna get the damn cow when the milk is free, right?
If I let her go, then you ever heard? Go ahead. I'm not going to say that. Anyway,
they're just
ahead.
Waiting for
I'm
the listening. Retirement check.
It's after 10 o'clock, Jay.
That's why we got it.
Jay, did she ask you for a commitment, Jay?
See, I'm not drinking like that, so I'm not getting. I'm not
hey, Jay,
crazy.
Is this lady, she asking you for a commitment?
What?
Oh, you know what he just said?
Don't answer
he
that,
said,
huh?
Drinking or thinking, which one?
Well,
can I answer?
She's on the line, listening to everything we saying right now. I mean,
Is she looking for a commitment from you?
I mean,
now do you keep on asking?
I just told you, he's not committed.
I want her to hear that if you're not committed to her, then you
why
don't
you
even
keep saying I'm not. Why you keep saying I'm not committed? And I keep telling you I only mess with one woman. What's wrong? If somebody don't believe in love, they can't mess with one woman.
It takes love to be committed.
Hey, he only got one missing on the pistol job. He ain't got two pistols.
I don't need more than one woman. All my fantasies been solved in my life. I'm cool. I'm not no young whippersnapper. I'm not no young dude.
You said she on the line, Jay. Can we speak to her?
That's up to her. That ain't up to me.
Latoya, I'm just asking, can we speak to the lady? She on the line. He said she on the line.
She listens to every show. She hear me saying I don't believe in love. I don't believe in love. I don't care. What that means?
One of your ladies trying to speak, y'all.
But maybe she feel like I show her love. Maybe she feel like I show her. Maybe how I treat her.
Maybe.
Oh, my
There's
God.
There's no maybe.
Oh
you
God.
Do. You
oh
do.
My
you
God.
Just don't
okay.
put a label
All right,
on
I do.
It.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Okay.
You know what? You need to stop. And she needs to leave.
What's wrong with that?
You need to run with the quickness.
What's wrong with it
run.
Is we need to be honest. We need to be honest.
Run?
They are honest. Maybe they got their own situation. Maybe they're not comfortable.
He's
deflecting. You know what I'm
saying? Can I say
he's
something? Deflecting.
Y'all gotta listen to other people. Listen to my man named Bates. I can't remember my man name. The one that started Apple, Bates. And listen to I'm telling you to listen to people that's been geniuses before.
What about Two Short?
Hey Jerry, Latoya would ask. I'm gonna say something.
No one.
Oh, what's up, Latoya? What's up, Latoya?
You're too short.
I believe until you face that man in the mirror and take those shoes off, Jay. You will only get better.
Is what?
You have not faced that man in the mirror.
I'm a good man.
By the grace of God.
You know what I want to say? Hello?
Oh, go ahead. What's up?
You know what I want to say?
Let him talk. My man right there, he knew me since we've been friends since we've been 9 years old.
We hear you,
Shawty.
Here we go.
Yeah.
9 year old again.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yo, why you hate when I say we've been friends since we've been 9?
I love when you say that because you're going to say 9, but we don't know how many years that is. How old is Jay?
50 years. 50.
Okay.
50 years of friendship.
Yeah, that's cool then.
Miles, please.
Go back to the colors.
Oh, go ahead,
Shawty. Shawty.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah. One of the most crucial things between men and women. Now I'm listening on the line. And
wait, somebody's phone is messing up. Somebody on a headset or something. Dad. What'd you say?
Yeah, that's that government phone.
There it goes.
What I'm saying is one of the difficulties that men and women have is expectations. Because I'm listening to you and I'm listening to the ladies. And it's like you saying what you're saying. You're saying, look, I'm not ready to commit to say that I love somebody. That's where I'm at.
Right.
And the women, you know, they're saying, forget that. You want to know. Basically, look, you got to do something wrong with you if you don't want to accept love. And it's okay. And that's what women and men got to understand with each other. It's okay when a person is at a certain level at that time. We can't push a person to where we want them to be. That's why a lot of relationships fall apart because we're trying to push a person to the level that we want them to be when they're not ready to go there. That happens far too often.
Bingo. He said it all. You said it all.
We're guilty of that.
Go ahead.
He threw the alley hoop.
You know, and that's what
we
got to work with.
If you've got to be with somebody for a year and you don't know, something's wrong with that picture.
I mean, the thing is, it doesn't matter whether he say it or not. That's the level he's on right now. And as women push the issue sometimes. You know what I mean? We can tell you guys, look, this is who we are. This is what we're doing. And you guys will say, I don't want to hear that. This is who you are, and this is what you do. sometimes
you know what?
Do that to us. And
y'all are
where,
friends. So whatever he say,
you're
a
friend.
No, I'm not. I wait on us every day. They can't
friends.
Wait on us.
Oh, not because we just.
Oh, hell
listen,
no.
Listen,
hell no. He ain't
not
no
just
yes
because
sir
we're
person.
Friends. Listen, not just because we're friends. And I also, like, I'm a balanced person. So what I'm saying is that's what was happening just now. Now, when the sister was saying that, you know, he has to be willing to be in a relationship, you know, sometimes women are our reflection and help us learn who we are. Yes, I agree with that. I agree with that part. Having a woman in your life and vice versa, we get to grow together. We get to point out things in each other that makes each other better. That's when you know you're in a decent relationship, because the person points out things that makes you a better person. Sometimes it even hurts. Sometimes it's painful because we're not ready to make that change or that transition, but it's needed. So I'm far from a yes man, but I'm a realist. And I examine men and women as a whole. I examine my actions. I examine the women's actions. And, yeah, we need each other. And when the sister was saying that the women is the prize, I like to reword it. I like to say the women is the plus. You add on to what we are, and then we add on to who you are when we are at our best. And I know what women, when a woman wants you and loves you, she wants you to be at your best. Unfortunately, sometimes when you need us, we're not at our best. We're trying to get there, and sometimes you guys don't have the patience, or sometimes you guys are just get too frustrated, and it throws us off because we listen to you. Sometimes, most times we hear what you say, but it takes us a long time to process, especially with the lifestyles that we live and where we at mentally. You know, women already. You already ready for marriage and commitment. Men are learning that. We have to learn that. Men are just naturally looking for fun and sex, naturally. That's what we're looking for. We're not looking for the commitment and relationships and all that. So that's where we start battling at, because now we're in a relationship. We care. We're growing to love the individual. So now we got to change our whole psyche, the whole way that we think, to match where you guys are already at. And that's what be happening with us. That's
hey,
the thing that
I agree, I agree.
Jade, don't you think that a lot of men and women try to mold a person into the kind of person they want them to be?
Well, but that's what I'm saying, that when we are trying to, sometimes a person has the ability to be what you want them to be, but they're just not there at that time. So sometimes if you see the good in this person and you see that it's not driving you mad or driving you crazy, or they're not tearing you down to a point where you leaving who you are as a person, you be patient enough and stay persistent. And I'm not saying women don't be persistent and letting us know what you want and how you see us. It's a way in which you guys have to express it sometimes, because sometimes you guys get angry and we hurt you by, and it's not intentional. Don't ever think that most times when we hurt you, it's intentional. It's because we don't know. We are selfish. We're selfish. We
but they need to stop chasing the good.
What we want to do. You know what I'm saying?
They need to stop chasing the bad guys and chase the good guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's even the bad guys turn to the good guys.
A bad guy can turn into a good guy.
If he's ready. If he's ready, it's the same thing like a woman. It's the same thing like a woman. We say a woman to be a whore, but she can turn into a housewife when she wants it, when she's ready. And that's what we have to allow each other. We have to allow each other the chance to grow and stop, you know, being angry with the individual because they're not where we want them to be at the time we want them to be there. That's the biggest problem that we have. That's what, my, like, the whole thing with us having these conversations are what we need to be having from 60 on up all the way down to the 20s and the teens, because our problems stem from teens all the way up, and we need to understand that. Go ahead.
You got to work out a relationship. Relationships, man. We got to work at that on both sides.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Miles. I'm saying I'm not excluding anybody. I'm not excluding anybody. What I'm saying is that we both are guilty. We both are guilty of things, and we both are guilty of. A man wants a woman to be sometimes what he's not willing to be, and vice versa.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like a man, okay, for example, a man may want to have more than one woman, you know, but he finds out somebody's having sex with his woman, he loses his mind.
Exactly.
So this is what I'm saying.
But,
this is what I'm saying, that we have to start being real. And someone said it on the line earlier. We have to start being open and honest with each other about who we are, how we feel, and what we want from each other. And,
go ahead. A lot of it got to
do
with, like I said in a previous show, the social media, man. The society is being taught over decades and decades on not to trust each other. Like, it's a lot of people that's where a lot of the disconnect coming in play. We are being taught not to trust each other through all these various platforms, i.e. Social media and all these blogs and Twitter tweets and all that. That got a lot to do with what's playing in people's lives and relationships nowadays. You might not agree, but you can go and do the research on your own.
But we can
see what I'm talking about.
No. I don't
stop that, though.
Listen to what he said
about women and men. He gave his example about a man being a woman being unfaithful. See, it's really messed up. Because let me tell you something.
Start with trust.
Hurt people hurt other people. And when you've been hurt, you want to hurt another person because that person hurt you. And if y'all don't sit down and talk to each other and you don't lay anything out on the line about your past and what you've been through, how that person will help you? Now,
yeah, it's hard to do that when society constantly judging.
Now, you got a woman in your life, and she loves you. You say you love her, and she loves you, but you never told her about your past. And when you go
maybe
out
we don't
here
want to
start displaying your past, then how is she supposed to love you when you've never been honest with her? You know, see, that's a double standard. A man want a woman to be honest, but a man will never be honest with a woman.
And I don't,
that's not true.
You understand what
I disagree.
Yeah.
No,
not totally.
There are women and men that y'all get together and y'all really need to talk. I mean, really talk. When you start dating a person, you need to be honest and open.
See how that works.
But when
we as men, we'll play around, we'll mess around on a woman, but if she do it, man, we be ready to snap.
Yeah,
she crucified.
It's a double standard because of a woman.
Yeah.
You never forgive her.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
But
and
when a man do it, you expect for that woman to forgive you.
And not only that, now to all the brothers out here, because if a brother was doing that to your sister, you'd be ready to whoop his behind.
Let me tell you.
Bust him up. If you see a guy out there cheating on your sister.
I've been married twice. Let me tell you, I've been married twice. You understand?
The double
when my husband went out on me, I'm faithful for 12 years. I ain't never stepped out on my husband, ever. That man stepped out on me. I forgave him. You understand what I'm saying? But if I was, I never did. But if I was to do it, he would never forgive me. So my thing is, he kept doing it, and guess what I did? I had to go. I had to leave. I had to let it go. Because
I'm so proud of you.
One thing I knew about me being an honest person and lawyer, I can't do that. I will not do that. And if you continue doing that kind of displaying your love, like, I'm going to go out there and do what I want to do because I got my woman at home, and that's my woman. I know she ain't going to do nothing. You remember that song, it's a thin line between love and hate? Hey, it's a thin line. You got to let it go. I had to let it go. Because if I had to let it go, I'm going to hurt him. You can't keep hurting me, and I take it. You understand? So I let it go. We're great. Got to go.
Yeah, y'all remember that lady, Dwayne Bobbitt, what happened to that guy? He kept cheating on her, right?
Cut his thing off.
The speed is off.
And he got his clothes back on. You understand what I'm saying? This is the thing. I have never been that kind of person that I got to do wrong for wrong. Never.
That we know of.
I can't do wrong for wrong because in the end, wrong will happen to you. It'll catch up. Don't worry, it won't catch up. But don't get
Everybody make good point. Everybody, you know what I mean? And like Shadi said a few minutes ago, that's what this podcast is really about. It's not really about who is right and who is wrong because we all different. Like nobody is the same. Even though it might be everybody out here or most people out here might believe in love, you're still not the same because love is different. You know what I mean? Everybody love is different because, like we heard earlier, we heard LaToya said she shutting the door on somebody, and then maybe she could open another door. We just heard Brenda say that you had to leave him because he kept stepping out on you before you was gonna hurt him, right? You just said that, right? But you loved him and he loved you. But you was gonna hurt him if he kept stepping out on you. We heard Tamika say that she waiting for God to send her the right person. So this how I'm thinking in my brain. So does that mean love got certain levels, or you can forgive somebody? You can't forgive somebody for stepping out on you if you love them, or somebody shouldn't step out on you if they love you, or you know, you see what I'm saying? Like love comes
in so many different forms and fashions. Like I said, I was married, and I took my vows seriously. And I forgave the wrong. I did. Now, here's the thing. How can you continue to do the same thing over and over again? You understand what I'm saying? Without no consequences.
Yeah, because there are consequences for actions like that, man.
But that's God.
There are consequences. And the consequence for me was I had to let it go. That was my
let what go. You had to let what go. You had to let him go. Or let the love
I had
go.
To end the marriage.
Love, you had to let the love. You had to let the love go or let him go.
The love always was there, but I had to let him go.
Okay, so you got to love somebody no matter what they do to you. He could cheat on you with another woman, but you still love him, right?
I love
yeah, right?
him, but like I said, I had to let it go. I had to let the marriage go. Because
that's what I just
one.
Said. So even though he was cheating on
you
still love him.
You didn't say that. You love a person so
that
much
is
that
what
you,
I said.
You love them so much. No.
No, you still love them.
I love the marriage. But him, I had to let
okay.
him go.
Now you love the marriage. Okay. All right.
I had to let him go. Because what I could not do, I could not stay in a marriage. I've been in the marriage for 12 years. And
look, you got your stuff down pat. How old are you?
Never you mind. I have children your age. So never you mind.
Here you go again talking about you got kids my age when I just told you that me and this man been friends since we was 9 and we got a 50-year friendship. Now you're going to sit up here again and tell me you got kids.
I got 50-year friendship.
It's impossible for you to have kids my age when I just told you me and him been friends 50 years and we met when we was 9.
Hey, Jay,
so
you're 59 years old. Jay.
You're 59, so
yeah.
I'm 64.
Yeah.
So you don't got kids my age then unless you had a baby when you was 5.
Look, my son is 48 years old. Come on. Let's not go.
48, 40, I'm still going to, I got a son 42.
And that's good. I got a daughter 43. Hey, so
okay,
what?
Hey, well, you can't stop saying you got kids my age. You don't got kids my age.
Well, hell, you 50.
But I commend you for being 64 because you strike me as young at heart. You know what I mean? You strike me as young at heart, mature but young at heart. It seemed like you talk with maturity. You talk with maturity, and I'm not debating nothing you say because I like goal-orientated women. Women is like they got their own mind. They don't need somebody else to say something else. So I could tell that you're very outspoken. I could tell that you believe in what you believe in. You a little bit strong. You're a little bit strong on certain issues, but that's okay. That's okay. You know what I mean? I'm not debating that. What's that in the background? Somebody in the car.
Somebody turn your radio down.
Yeah. Or mute your phone.
Yeah, I want to ask her a question. I want to ask her a question. Tell me similar to what you was asking.
That's Brenda.
When your husband cheated on you, do you think he loved you?
Oh, he told me. He says, "I love you. It has nothing to do with you."
But I'm asking you, not what he told you. I'm asking you, do you think he loved you?
Oh, yes. I know he loved me.
Okay. Yeah. And that's
not cool with me.
That's the thing. See, the thing